Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling for Tuesday. And those of you who are downloading the show heard Al Kaline's clutch hit in Game 5 of the 68 World Series. Some might feel like Al's not getting his due, and they can't have a big funeral for him. It can't have a big public display.
Yeah, that's true. I read one of these pieces on him where they called him the forgotten baseball star because he was in Detroit, he stayed out of trouble. The time period in which he played right now, which, you know, here we don't forget him, but nationally, I thought that was kind of an interesting take.
Well, I remember seeing him play on TV because I used to watch White Sox games as a kid. Of course, the 68 World Series, you know, it's funny watching games in the afternoon that are World Series games.
Yeah, never again.
My fourth grade class, my teacher let us have the game on, and I was keeping score. I knew how to do that in a scorecard.
What a nerd.
She was very impressed. Isn't that funny? How ridiculous. Al Kaline, you cannot get anyone to say anything bad about him. There's no one who will say one or even, you know, well, of course, Kaline, blank, 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 you know, had that rough stretch where, no. You know, he slammed a bat in the bat rack and broke his hand
what?
Once. And that's the worst thing you can hear about Al Kaline.
Give him his due!
Jim Leland had a really, I thought, touching comment. He, first of all, he called him a perfect player, which is the amazing thing about Al. He did things so well. God, I was looking at his outfield assists. He had three consecutive innings with an outfield assist.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever done that besides Al.
Well, I mean, you have to have the right situation, too. It's crazy.
He had dinner with Jim Leland in Lakeland in March. They went back to the Residence Inn, and Al said, "Give me a hug, Jim," and then thanked him for being his friend all this time, which Jim thought was, well, that's kind of strange, mm-hmm. but, you know, he appreciated it, hugged him back, of course.
Aww.
But he felt that Al knew something, that he wasn't well.
Yeah.
And, you know, continuing about Al, Mitch Albom, of course, had a very big column, which erupted in controversy.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
because
imagine that.
Because they allowed comments on it.
Wait, so is everybody just commenting on the article that didn't allow comments? And they're just
People were bitching that they allowed comments on this, and they don't allow comments when they really want to rip Mitch a new ass.
I kind of agree.
And then there were people saying that this is inappropriate, complaining about the lack of comments on the other stories. Al Kaline died, and that's really what's important right now is to discuss Alan's beautiful piece of writing.
Was that from somebody named Mitch? Was he commenting on his own story?
Well, I don't know exactly. But
shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Yeah, you know, I don't really think gone too soon. 85 seems like a good ripe age, and Al was, you know, at every spring training. You know, he went to every Hall of Fame ceremony since he was elected in 1980.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice, I suppose.
Classy.
He loves baseball.
He's a classy guy. I think classy, there's
and sexy.
There's nothing but great words
to
describe him.
That's a record that can never be broken.
There's nothing but great words to describe him. Gentleman, I kept seeing gracious and classy, mm-hmm. and not much else. Married his high school sweetheart. He's just an old school, good fucking guy. I don't even want to swear because it's Al Kaline.
Mr. Tiger.
Great guy.
Mr. Tiger takes his bow. Summer feels a long way off.
I bought both papers.
That was the last line of Mitch's
comment. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I bought both papers. I don't know why. I just saw the Al Kaline on the front page. And I thought, I should get these papers. It's just not enough. It's like, you know, seeing it online isn't enough for me.
It's real life clickbait for you.
I guess. Anyway,
sad.
It's too bad. You know, it almost seems fitting in a way that there isn't going to be a big to-do over Al Kaline. I wish some buildings downtown, can they do the blue lights, orange lights? Can they put a number 6 up?
There's no one down there to do that.
I know. There's no way out of this, is there?
Make no mistake, when it resumes, there will be a big to-do for him.
I hope so.
Oh, there will be. Why wouldn't there be?
Because time will have gone by and people will go, where's my job? How do I pay for this? And
no, I mean, the Tigers will do something big.
Oh, they will. They absolutely will.
Whenever they have opening day. Here, not in Arizona.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let me mention Facebook Live, which is brought to you by... How many people are on Facebook Live, by the way? Grow Green MI, where they buy in bulk, pass the savings on to you, the grower. Grow Green is buying... They're gone for 2 more weeks, too.
I know.
I'm loving Grow Green.
Crushing it.
They're buying 10 to 15 semi-trucks full of grow gear a week. They've got you covered with all major brands in stock. Mills, ProMix, Advanced Nutrients, Hortilux, Roots Organics, Mammoth Pea, and General Hydroponics. It's a great time to try out your green thumb, start your own home grow your own food, or grow some green to help you relax during this stressful
green
time.
16, sat, hot.
Curbside pickups available on phone and online orders. Grow Green on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com. Cam Gibson sent me a nice, just a note that Al Kaline left at his locker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but if you needed any help.
That's nice.
The guy's just, it almost seems unreal.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What?
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network.
Holy smokes.
I went to open up Facebook just to check on Facebook Live.
Yes.
And the first thing up here is a post from Tom Mazaway. I was lucky enough to meet these two icons back at Tiger Spring Training in 2011, RIP Al Kaline. It's a picture of Al Kaline with Yogi Berra.
Wow.
And most importantly, Tom got to meet most of them.
And Tom's not in the picture, so it's not really all about him.
No, you're right. I mean,
I'm impressed. If he was in the picture, you know he'd post
it.
Oh,
he'd get ragged on him.
With more fanfare.
No.
Should we call
Maz
and find out about his meeting with Al Kaline and Yogi Berra? Does he say he took the picture?
Yeah.
He just says he was lucky enough to meet these two. It must be his picture. It's got to be, right?
It's a little unclear. I think he's suggesting he took the picture, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he
implied.
Did. Let's see. Let me blow it up.
We can bust him for that, if nothing else.
I'll fuck you up.
Hey, the Soul of Detroit was recorded today.
Oh, what a mess.
And
beautiful mess.
Elric did a nice job. I did feel a little dreamweavered with the medical data. If when people start talking about their illness, I don't know why, I just go off in space.
You have no empathy.
It's not the lack of empathy. It's just that I know you're sick, and I don't need to know much more about it. I just know he's sick. I'm worried about him. I hope he gets better soon. And Teresa, too.
He got a little choked up. Did you catch that?
He did, yeah, I know. And I felt bad because I made a joke about him dying, and then he gets choked up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what a dick. So he did mention watching The Andromeda Strain.
Yes.
Which is a movie I think I've seen that, and I think I want to watch it again. Nice. And it reminded me that Invasion of the Body Snatchers is another great one.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Donald Sutherland. There's a young Jeff Goldblum in the movie.
Sure.
And Leonard.
Are you like ML? You're not going to watch anything from this century?
No, I'm watching. I'm watched 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks, all that stuff.
It dawned on me during the show. I don't think he's watched anything from 1980 on. I think everything he watches are Westerns and old 70s shows. It's really bizarre.
I'm telling you, though, and I know he is extremely old school. He's the last journalist alive. He and really Teresa is. Are the last two true newspaper people.
Yeah.
They will be. Leonard Nimoy's in the movie, too, as Dr. Kibner.
Oh, cool.
In fact, Nimoy, I think...
I was looking for a Nimoy vehicle to watch.
Leonard Nimoy was so credible as Dr. Spock and Dr. Kibner, and he played doctors and other things, that eventually they sent him a medical degree and his prescription pad.
Oh, cool.
He could write scripts the last 20 years of his life. So credible.
Instead, he decided to take pictures of large women.
I forgot about that.
That was his last work of art.
I'm telling you, Invasion of the Body Snatchers is a good watch. It is. Trust me on that.
No one's arguing with you. I believe you.
Okay, so where to start today? Oh, boy. There's a...
I want to see that movie. I want to see that.
You know, we could go to... Why don't we go to baseball? We were talking about Al Kaline. It's not a sports podcast, of course. You know that. Maybe that's how we could bring Maz in. I don't know why I... This is the third time I've asked about bringing Maz into the program.
Sounds like you want Maz here.
No, I was just thinking about him. And... something I'll share with you privately, too. That
ooh.
I think of as.
Oh.
maybe it'll become
can
public.
Can we just
stop
the show now?
Yeah. No, we can't. It's very funny.
Okay.
Baseball supposedly is talking about having the season start in May in Arizona, where spring training is,
yes,
because they've got 10 stadiums, and having lived out there, I love spring training.
Yeah.
It was very cool to just bop from, hey, I'll go to Gilbert today and watch the Brewers. I'll go to Scottsdale today and watch the A's. I'll go to
Mesa.
Yeah, Mason, watch the Cubs at Ho-Ho-Com. And
I think you like saying Ho-Ho-Com.
Who doesn't want to say Ho-Ho-Com? But, okay, first of all, I don't think there's enough stadiums there to keep everybody playing every day.
No.
Mm-mm. And second of all, they were talking about how the players would be quarantined. There'd be no fans at the game. They would just bust them to the game and immediately back into quarantine.
Sure.
I'm thinking, do baseball players, are they okay with this?
Well, you know, we talked about the WWE. You said they just took their temperature. If they're all tested positive, why not? I mean, they're fine. Wouldn't they
but
be
do
fine?
Do they really want to just be? Is baseball that important to them that they just will be quarantined for 4 months?
They want their paychecks. It is.
I want to watch. I'm telling you, I could watch a baseball game because of K-Line.
Yeah,
I watched Game 4 of the 72 playoffs. He's like 37, 38 then, and still playing very well. By the way,
and where he had the home run in the top of the 11th. Or was that Game 1? That might have been Game 1.
Yeah, he had a big hit in that series. I know. I was watching Vida Blue and Mickey Lolich, and it was interesting. It was kind of fun.
That ball is well hit. Knock, knock. Who's there? Mr. Baseball. Mr. Baseball who? Mr. Baseball went and got himself out of here.
I mean, I would love to watch some baseball right now. I just don't know if this Arizona, it just sounds so whacked out. And, of course, UCF is buying a private island.
I know.
So we can have Dana UCF. White again.
Brilliant.
Pretty smart. UFC,
yeah. I'm all for it, though.
Really? I don't have a problem with it, really.
I want them to start playing something. We're gonna run. We've already run out of stuff to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That's why we're seeing esports breaking out. We're seeing a lot of the actual players playing their game. You know, Kevin Durant playing NBA 2K against somebody else. And
wait, people will gather to watch Kevin Durant play a video game.
Yeah,
true. Not only that. My neighbor Marcus made it appointment viewing.
We should call him.
Marcus waited till 7 p.m. on Friday night, I believe, so he could finally watch some sports. And he said they were hyping it up, and they kept saying there was going to be trash talking. And then when all was said and done, it was just two dudes playing Nintendo going, hey, man, how you doing? Good, man.
It's ridiculous.
Coronavirus is crazy, huh? Yeah, man.
Were they playing the game?
Yeah, and then meanwhile, you could see them playing each other at NBA 2K on Xbox or PlayStation.
I don't understand what the joy is of watching someone else play a video game. I don't care how good they are, maybe for a little while.
What's the joy of watching someone else play baseball?
Well, because they're actually athletically doing something that's impressive. They're the best people that play that sport.
Well, they're the best people that play the esports.
Yeah, but they're not true athletes.
Competition takes mind. People watch chess. It's kind of the same thing.
They're probably the best people that have no life and can play more than anyone else in the world.
Don't knock it.
Well, I just don't know that. Is the future that they're going to have arenas or stadiums with 60,000 people to watch two guys with a controller play a sport?
I got news for you.
Yeah.
It already happens. It happens in California.
I mean, hi, Mario.
What stadium? In the Rose Bowl?
No, in some of the arenas. They do it. I mean, granted, 90% of the audience is Korean, but they still do it.
Well, you know, if people like doing it and this is how they spend their money and they enjoy it, then I'm not going to knock it.
The NBA's talking about playing games all in Las Vegas, and I thought I saw the NHL. Were they talking about going to North Dakota to play a bunch of games? Which seems like, I mean, it doesn't matter where they're doing it at if it's all, if there's no fans anyway.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. I'm really not sure sports is what leads us out of this thing. You know, normally it is and it helps and it's great and I love that. And I'm not knocking, you know, sports are great. People get so much joy out of it. And concerts too. I'd love to watch a concert. I'd like to go to a concert. But I don't know that these type of events are what's really going to sort of move it forward.
Really?
You can't go. I mean, I'd love to watch. Don't get me wrong. I will love watching it. If it's on, I will absolutely watch it.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
To me, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I really do. It's just, it's being given an importance that I'm not sure it really has.
Really? I think sports is so huge to the fabric of this country.
It is, but...
And I can't believe I just said fabric of this country.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been said. I don't know
what that really even means.
I don't know. What does that mean? That's what people... It just
what makes up this country.
It makes people sound serious when they say it's part of the fabric of something.
God, those sound effects, Brandon, are terrible the way they cut in.
It's going to be strange. Sports with no fans.
Oh, don't apologize.
You know, my problem is when I watch bowl games and there's no fans, I feel like this game isn't even important enough to go to. Why am I watching it?
Yeah, but you still watch. But you don't have option.
I don't watch as much.
Now if there's not the option.
I know. I agree. But it still doesn't seem as important if it's like too dangerous to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. But I'll watch. I will. I want to. And NFL, believe me, if NFL gets knocked out, this country is going to be
over.
It may end the country. Zot Auto Group and DealsInDD.com. Still with us. They're not even open, but they're lending us a helping hand because they want you to jump as soon as they can sell cars again. And of course, you know that they've shuttered automobile sales, but the parts, service, and body shop are considered essential. And Zot Automotive is proud to assist you with your with your automotive needs. They're offering pickup and delivery service from three locations: Zot Ford and Holly, Zot Dodge Ram and Highland, Zot Toyota and Waterford. Zot Ford can do warranty work on all Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Zot Dodge Ram can do warranty work on all Dodge Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles. And Zot Toyota can do work on all Toyotas. And all three locations can do general repair work on any make and model. Plus, Zot Toyota's body shop is an authorized repair facility for most major insurance companies and can do body repair on all makes and models. So, all things are a little crazy.
Yep.
They're still offering what they can offer. And...
I saw someone reaching out to Bentley saying that they need a new truck when this is all over.
Yeah, I saw that during the Soul of Detroit.
Yeah.
And Luke Nowacki is available, too. And a lot of people have questions about finances now. Boy, it's a weird time. I mean, I'm just looking at liquidity, just trying to keep enough liquidity to, you know, can we keep this going? How long? 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? You know, if all else fails. And so I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the same thing. Like, how long can I pay my mortgage? How long can I pay all my bills? How long can I do this? Or maybe you're thinking about greater things like your financial future. Luke Nowacki is available to help you with that at 248-663-4748. As we're learning and as we really know, so much of this can be done virtually. If you have any questions about finance or anything in that neighborhood even, Luke is a good guy to talk to. So have a complimentary conversation with Luke at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities and marketing games, product services, and revenue, independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated. And Hall Financial Hotline today. I know there's a couple things. There it opens up. It's available. Hall powering up that hotline. 4% on your mortgage. If you're paying anywhere near there, you should talk to Hall about a refi. Save some money for decades, possibly. 1,200 five-star reviews. They do it quickly. 44 days, industry average, which is annoying. You know, they're bothering you for stuff all the time. Hall can do it in 10 days. They average 19 days, and they're very efficient. Call them, 248-308-5000. Maybe you want to get cash out of your home. Well, again, a lot of people, liquidity, paying bills. And interest rates are so low. 248-308-5000 or David Hall Mortgage. .com/Drew and Mike or click the link on our website. David Hall is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial. And who can we talk to today?
The guy who was part of the Pink Floyd impromptu tribute band has been identified and he's apologizing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
But he's also saying he never said that mean stuff to the police.
He didn't.
He says he didn't.
Okay. Now, and the problem was that they gathered people. Were they playing 6 feet apart? The band itself?
He's 54. There are about 30 people, some in lawn chairs and drinking alcohol. Well, I'm sure they were 6 feet apart. Singing Pink Floyd tunes with a microphone and an acoustic guitar.
That's all they had?
Sounds wonderful.
Well, yeah, wish you were here.
That's not really a tribute band. That's just one dude with a guitar.
You got to have lasers, too, if you're a tribute band, if you're a real tribute band for Floyd. Let's call him up. I think that'll boost the Facebook Live. We're $199 now.
I know. And, hey, Radio for One, being Zooves, it's only in one channel via OBS. I don't know why. Does that mean anything to you?
You can turn the little...
Oh, yeah, that sounded like wonderful. 3.5 millimeter. It's really funny because Zoov's on Zoom, he turns his camera off, so I never know when he's listening. It's just this voice of God, this robotic voice that sometimes appears out of nowhere.
Well, he has to have the camera off because most times he's in the nude during the show.
He's probably taking a bath with one of his phones. He'll do anything to be with one of his phones.
At the end of the show yesterday, Brandon, we asked him, "Are you in the bath already?" And you said, "No." And then Brandon goes, "Are you nude?" He goes, "Yeah." He's totally nude with his camera off.
He's got a phone in every room, every car, everything. So he wants to use them all so he can use all his phones.
Drew, he's excited today because he's got... How many monitors do you have? You have 5 monitors, which is amazing that you even can find 5 monitors to gather in one space.
Zoov's.
Joe?
Yeah, I got you guys on 3 different ones. It's beautiful. Zoov's.
Not a little bit of overkill?
No, it's not. I'll answer
for him. Not at all.
Is he on delay?
Let's call the Floyd people.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay. Dial that up. Is that the only phone number for today? Is there any other excitement?
That's the only new one, yeah. Let's just stick with that.
All right. There's a lot of it. I'm excited to talk about a few things today. Got some great email. And what's going on in Sweden? We'll dig into that a little bit. I think we all need to consider walk-up songs, too. I was listening to the show yesterday. Shouldn't everyone have a walk-up song?
I agree. I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of like a soundtrack, right, to your life?
Yeah, like when you're leaving the house, shouldn't some walk-up song play? Because you're going out to work or going to do something important. Is this the cover band or Floyd?
I don't know. It's pretty good, isn't it? It's just one guy with a guitar.
Yeah! Wait, this is actually them? It's not bad. No, it's Floyd Live.
I just typed in bad Pink Floyd cover on YouTube.
Okay.
So,
what's the guy's name?
John.
John?
Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain.
John may be avoiding the press.
No, oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Stephanie says her walk-up song would be Chris Cornell, Highway. Anybody else got a...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
The Highway, does she mean... Is it Audio Slave?
Oh, yeah, it could be, Stephanie. Yeah. Don says my walk-up song is Search and Destroy by the Stooges.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yes! Okay, so we're shout out with Floyd.
There's one more, hang on. Plus, we get to hear this guy.
Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage?
He's making me think I can sing.
Never mind.
Yeah. All right, I got a walk-up song here. Here's mine.
He's still looking good.
Not the only one who loves Subway.
Is it Bones? Does Bones love it too?
I'm from Michigan. When I saw what eating Subway low-fat sandwiches and exercise did for Jared, I decided to give it a try. See for yourself. I've lost 110 pounds. Now my friends call me Bones.
Subway. That's one take Bones. He was at least 8 feet away from the microphone. He just started blaring, and then he said, I only do one take, so sorry about that.
So it sounds like he's almost on Zoom. Yeah. All the echo.
You know, this is really, yeah, I want to do this. There's a really wild story, and it's nothing that anybody is anything less than sympathetic about. It's just very strange. The story of the British singer Duffy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she did that song Fever, which was a pretty big hit.
Yep.
Back in 2008. She's got some other songs. I like her. I think first of all, she's adorable.
But beautiful voice, too.
I like her music. I think her voice is great. And we have a listener named Amanda who sent me a few Duffy songs. She's a huge Duffy fan.
Mandy!
And so I was kind of wondering, what happened to Duffy? Because she put out some music that I really kind of like it. She's got a cover of Tainted Love that I dig.
Oh, you want to hear that one?
A soft sell?
Isn't this one her big best known one?
Fever.
Mercy.
Absolutely.
Mercy.
No, it is by far. Oh, Mercy. Take it to the past now. I keep calling Mercy Fever. Are they similar?
Not a mercy.
Do you know what her first name is, by the way? Fun fact.
I don't think I do.
Pretty sure it's Amy. But they wanted her to drop it because...
I was going to say, she reminds me a little of Amy Winehouse because she sings with this big band.
That's why they wanted to drop Amy and just go by Duffy.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want the confusion.
Makes sense.
Is she related to Patrick Duffy?
Oh. You mean Bobby Ewing? Isn't that Bobby Ewing?
I don't think she's related to... I don't think she's related to Duffy Volkman either, who's in my class in sixth grade.
Is she related to Karen Duffy from MTV?
That's a good question. What happened to Karen Duffy? Where's Karen Duffy? Remember she was sick? She had some illness?
Well, wasn't she in Dumb and Dumber? Isn't she in the beginning of Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, and you know what? George Clooney was nailing her for a while, too.
What?
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, that was probably the end of her.
I remember feeling very jealous of George Clooney over that. Because I always liked Duffy.
Oh,
I still like Duffy. If she was here right now, I would enjoy talking to Duffy.
Wow, this is really weird. She's a certified hospital chaplain. She was diagnosed with a rare form of, a word I cannot pronounce, and she's written two books about it. So it sounds like she's in pain all the time.
Okay, so here's
AIDS.
Duffy's story is that, she just sort of left the planet in 2010. Where's the follow-up record? And the follow-up record after that, and the follow-up record after that. And, I heard she was going to do movies, and I think she did do a couple things acting-wise. She did great videos, too. But she really kind of just, poof, just hoo-ah. Adios. So, singer Duffy announces just a short time ago that, I was sexually abused. I was kidnapped. I was held hostage. I mean, it was sort of a multiple. It was like a lot to digest. And it all sounded very strange. And of course, you can't help but be sympathetic. Oh, goddamn phone. Ringing on the speaker upstairs.
Who's calling you?
CBS 9 Mile.
Oh, great.
So anyway, I don't think anybody really wanted to bother her for more information. It just sounded horrible. But she has started to talk about it, and she says it was a four-week ordeal during which she was drugged in her own home, raped, and taken to a foreign country. Now, I was under the impression this was a boyfriend or someone she was,
involved with. She must know.
Why is CBS calling again?
That must be important.
How important could it be? I got my script.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Answer it.
So, anyway,
she's on the phone.
She won't name her assailant.
Why?
Why? Don't you think that's a little fishy?
Yes, I think it's stupid.
Why not name him?
I mean, she spent all this time, getting past this, which is a long time, and I understand this would be a terrible ordeal. I do. I don't mean to be unsympathetic to that. But you would think that among other things you would learn is that this person must be held accountable.
Yeah.
Especially with the Me Too thing coming, in the later part of her absence. But she is giving some details now. Let's see. Rape is like living murder. You're alive, but you're dead. All I can say is it took an extremely long time, sometimes feeling never-ending, to reclaim the shattered pieces of me. And, we hear people say this all the time, this sort of thing. So it's not entirely unusual at all. She had the UK's best-selling album of 2008, won 3 Brit Awards and a Grammy. But she virtually vanished after 2010. Her lengthy written account, which she does not name her attacker, comes a month after she posted the first details on Instagram. She wrote, "It was my birthday. I was drugged at a restaurant. I was drugged then for 4 weeks and traveled to a foreign country. I can't remember." So this is obviously someone with means, somebody who has money.
In a presumably a private plane.
Exactly. It's got to be. "I can remember getting on the plane and came around in the back of a traveling vehicle. I was put into a hotel room and the perpetrator returned and raped me."
A traveling vehicle? Is that a little redundant?
I think it's a car.
Don't most vehicles travel?
I think she'd be referring to a car. It's kind of like saying the fabric of something to sound more important. Traveling vehicle.
Yeah. Well, you're saying vehicle already, which is very close to being over the top. Just say car.
The stars,
well, it could be a truck.
The stars said she then could have been disposed of by him. She contemplated running away, but was afraid he would call the police. "I did not know how I had the strength to endure those days. I did feel the presence of something to help me stay alive." She explained that she flew back to the UK with him, but knew my life was in immediate danger because he made veiled threats to kill her. It didn't feel safe.
Is he still doing that? Is he still threatening her? Is that what we're led to believe?
Yes, but when she says she flew back to the UK with him and he made these veiled threats, it sounds to me like she's back in Duffy world.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't feel safe to go to the police. I felt if anything went wrong, I would be dead and he would have killed me. I could not risk being mishandled or being all over the news during my danger. Afterward, the singer was at a high risk of suicide, she revealed. I would not see someone of physical soul for sometimes weeks and weeks at a time. I would take off my pajamas and throw them in the fire and put on another set. My hair would get knotted from not brushing it. As I grieved, I cut it all off. In hiding and not talking, I was allowing the rape to become a companion. She considered changing her name and appearance. Changing her name and appearance.
Well, so he couldn't find her.
This is someone with resources. This is not a person who is living in poverty. This is Duffy. No,
I know.
I mean, people will flying to help her.
Yeah.
Into her defense.
Well, you don't know how much this guy messed her up, I would assume. But if
who is this dude?
That's what I mean. She could totally out this person.
I thought the public disclosure of my story would utterly destroy my life emotionally, while hiding my story was destroying my life so much more. I believe that not singing is killing me, she wrote. Can you do something,
start
Mark?
Singing.
Or yeah. Brandon, maybe? Can you look up, like, Duffy story doubters? Like, there's probably a string on Reddit.
Well, there's already one in our email.
I'm just curious as to what they're most doubting. So I have to be strong and disclose it and face all my fears head on. I've come to realize I can't erase myself. I live in my being, so I have to be completely honest and have faith in the outcome. Complete being. Honesty would mean revealing the person to
live in my being.
She concludes, I can now leave this decade behind where the past belongs. Hopefully no more. What happened to Duffy questions? Now you know, and I am free. If you would like help and support in these issues, a number of organizations are listed on the meme.
Okay, but if she is, if you want to, let's look at the angle of doubting the story. To what end? Why would she, just for more attention right now? Does she have an album coming out?
Why would Jesse Smollett say something dumb?
Because he had an album and a career that he was really pushing.
Duffy's career's nowhere.
Duffy's been cooked forever.
I don't know. No, I don't even want to say that I think she's lying. It's just I hear people suggesting, including Jim Bentley.
I
sort of said the same thing to myself, but I didn't want to say it out loud because I felt bad. I felt like an asshole.
So here's some comments on the Yahoo story when they posted. The top comment is, out of sight for a decade? In that time, these crimes could not be reported? What a joke! That's from Bob. And then Jesus commented underneath it and just wrote, right, all right. Then Rob underneath that, he wrote in parentheses, rolling eyes. He typed out rolling eyes. Anything these celebs will do to get the spotlight again. Funny when careers are dying out and they need that boost to get them back in the media.
You know, it'd be interesting to find out where her career was. She did put out a follow-up album. It didn't do well. But I would assume that Duffy could certainly have gotten another deal or put out another record.
The fourth comment. So those are first three. Here's number four in order. Nice try, honey. But you still need to go find a job. Oh, God. The next one. My life was in danger and I'm still not famous. End quotes. Shaking my head. Need money. Dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. Can you say book or movie deal?
She is famous.
Peter.
She is.
I usually report crimes to the police instead of the media. I think all of us can agree with that.
And I know there's people who are going to say, this is how people act when this happens. And I just keep thinking, can we educate young people to not act this way?
No, you got to get Kylie Jenner to teach them.
But it seems, you're probably right.
Yeah, right.
It just seems crazy to just, you know, put people through this horrible thing where they can't even report the crime or they can't tell on someone. Or it seems that we need a greater effort to make people understand what the fuck to do when this happens and what's happening to someone.
This guy wrote, yeah, right. You're just a two-bit floozy like all celebrities.
Floozy?
Everyone knows you don't make it unless you give it up. What?
Oh, he's suggesting that she put out for someone, I guess.
Oh, here comes Thomas with a joke. She begged them for mercy. So is there going to be a pay-per-view to name the perpetrator? Nice PR grab. Look at me.
Okay, so now she's revealed
what
happened without naming the perpetrator, which makes less sense. Because no one, if this guy comes up and murders Duffy, no one's going to go, oh, it's that guy she named.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where was he?
I got to tell you, every comment is just someone that doesn't believe it.
Does anyone believe Duffy?
No. No, not one. Another Hollywood crime hoax.
Damn it.
Well, that might be on that particular website's comment section. It's she young, seemed to have though. A lot more support on Reddit. Now, currently, I'm going through Duffy on Twitter. And actually, when you type in Duffy, you know how it has the auto, you know, hey, are you mean Duffy music, Duffy this? I started putting in Duffy and Duffy lying is one of the top searches. Yeah, and boy, so when you go through that, it's people who are arguing about it.
Can you offer defense for her, Brandon, please? I like Duffy. I want this to be, I mean, I don't want this to be true. I don't want her to have gone through that. Would it be better if this was a lie and she never went through that? Or
I never knew who Duffy was prior to this, okay. To tell you the truth. I just wasn't aware of her music.
She had one really big
look like
album.
She's trying to make a comeback, but I have no idea. I mean, sharing that story now, she says she wants to do it during troubling times. Hmm. To help what? People. But the number one trend is L. Ron Hubbard for some reason.
What?
Oh, I want to know. I want to see that movie.
I wonder if he came back to life.
Why is he trending?
Yeah. It just seems to be a bunch of random.
Is he dead? Did he
it's
die?
It's one of those things where everybody's asking why he's trending.
Maybe he came back.
Well, they've got the house ready for him, and they've got the landing pad, and they've got, I think it says, like, L. Ron Hubbard's house is, like, carved out into the grass so that he'll know it's his house.
In case he forgets. That's understandable.
Yeah.
No, cigarettes, right? His favorite cigarettes?
Yeah, they do have a basement full of his favorite cigarettes, which I think they don't make anymore.
Oh, well, great.
It's thinking ahead.
Well, all right.
What a great congregation he has, man. No, I think Duffy, no one's going to believe this Duffy story, and it's probably best if she just never really.
You know, here's the weird part of the story.
I'm glad she's doing fine, though.
I feel like, you know, if she had made a bunch of failed efforts, if she had, you know, oh, her tour bombed, they had to cancel ticket sales, you know, and all that, and she tried this and didn't work, and she did a cameo here because she's so down on her luck. Oh, she's doing a reality show, you know, the usual downward spiral.
Give it a few months.
I would be more inclined to say that there'd be an incentive for doing this. But I personally, every time I hear that song Fever or any of her songs.
Mercy.
Mercy. You play Tainted Love, by the way.
I can't find it.
Tainted Love by Duffy?
It's not on Spotify.
Not on Mercy.
It's on YouTube. Every time I hear of her, think of her, see her name, I think, wow, she's been gone for so long. It seems like it's a good time for her to make a comeback, you know? She's relatively young. She had this giant album in 2008, and then she did one more album, and she's done nothing since. I mean, wouldn't it be a natural time to come back?
Can we talk to anybody that was at the birthday party where she was drugged? Were they looking for her in the next week or two? Do they just not have contact with her? Because she said she was at her birthday party, got drugged, and then taken overseas. Sometimes I feel
like I got to. That's just so. And the person that did that, you know they've done it to other people. You don't just do that and then never do anything bad again. Should we get Ben Lee?
This is going to be so hard to mix when we are in separate locations.
Nah, we'll be able to do it.
It's radio for one.
You want me to fire it? I can fire it.
Brandon radio for himself. Should we call Bentley?
Why? Because he doubts it?
Bentley is very skeptical.
Well, I think we all are, aren't we?
Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe you have something to offer, but if it's too complicated.
Well, we can call him.
No, is it a pain in the ass?
Have him zoom in, Brandon.
Is this going to take a long time?
Probably.
Okay, I'd rather not move on and then come back to it. It doesn't matter. It's okay.
Did you know she covered this song? Put a spell on you. Do you not like that song?
Is this Duffy?
Yeah.
I didn't know she did this.
I put a spell on you. Been gone. You're mine.
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly!
You better. The things you do.
think she's a good singer. I kind of like her.
It's interesting. It was added to her YouTube page 2-3 years ago.
Maybe it's left in the vault. Well, they waited for her to recover.
Or her label just did it.
The story is really... It hasn't been a lot about the story either. Have you heard much about it?
Well, no. I mean, she came out, a month ago. Maybe, you know, that's funny. She came out a month ago to say it, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, okay. I feel bad for you, Duffy. Later.
Pretty much.
And then coronavirus happened, so maybe she's sitting around going, all right, I guess I got to add some details. So in a month from now, when we all forget about it again, is she going to come out and name the guy?
I don't know. I honestly, it is just a really, really weird story. Really weird. Really, 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 really weird. I want to look up another story. This, can you read this for me?
Sure.
Actually, you can read a couple of them because I want to look this up. And
Adam. Yeah, Adam's rocking and rolling.
Thank you, Adam.
They're staying on with us, too, by the way.
Are they? Cool. That's great.
It means lots of divorce happening. And if you're a guy facing divorce, are you dreading spending all that time at home with your wife during the coronavirus? Well, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Turn off the water.
Oh, God, get rid of her show right now. Adam has lots of free advice available to you if you're dealing with someone like Rochelle.
Why don't you kiss me?
Oh, boy.
Plenty of reasons why.
Yeah, boy.
Their virtual office is open, and they're there to help. Go to AdamDivorceLaw.com.
Don't start fighting with me.
Ooh, please, go to AdamDivorceLaw.com right now. I might just divorce those drops.
Where are Rochelle?
How are you going to wipe a table with this little? It's not even wet.
Or would you love to know where Rochelle and John are now?
Didn't they have a where are they now? Didn't Oprah
bring them
back?
They did, but that was like 10 years ago.
I made him get some age spots removed on his face.
If they're still married, I'd just be blown away.
Oh, there's, come on, that guy's so...
You've had enough. Give me that. You have had enough soda today. Don't start fighting with me.
She I would think that guy down. Would be, he'd be so, he will explode at some point.
I want you to stop holding your fork like that.
Next time we hear about him, it's going to be a murder. John's going to murder Rochelle with the fork.
I couldn't believe that at his age, he is walking around in public with his hair parted down the middle.
The neighbors are going to hear him yelling, am I holding it right now? Is this the right way? Is he stabbing
her? September 11th, major fight because John left the table early.
And the cops will show up and he'll be drinking the biggest 2-liter of pop.
No, you've had your limit today. You drink water.
Drink all I want now.
Oh, man.
So call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM.
I make him wear whatever I think he's going to look the best in.
That was the last one, by the way.
Is that the last one for today?
Yeah, you did
Luke. Look back, because I might have skipped one.
Did you do Luke?
Why don't you kiss me?
I did Luke.
You did.
Don't start fighting with me.
There's no boner line today, right? We'll say that.
I do not have a boner line, no.
We'll say that one for tomorrow, but if you want to go to Manscaped in the meantime. By the way, it's not manscaped.com/Drew like some of the other ones. You just go to manscaped.com, and when you check out, the code you put in at checkout is Drew for your savings.
I see. That is important.
A little bit of confusion there.
Okay. And actually, we're so glad to have Manscaped on. I don't mind mentioning that you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code Drew.
Or are you nuts, Hank?
Many are loading up on toilet paper, but we're loading up on Manscaped products. Help your relationship out during this quarantine. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you. There's so much information out there, and there's a lot of stories that are making the rounds today. For example, the most popular story today is that coronavirus is impacting African Americans at a much larger percentage. 40% of the Detroit deaths are blacks, whereas they are 14% of the population, or the Michigan deaths. I'm sorry.
Why is that?
I think poor people are. They said poor people are less likely to go to the hospital sooner. They tend to wait.
Wait, so deaths or infection rates?
Deaths.
Okay. Okay.
Chicago, 70% of deaths are African Americans. They're 30% of the population.
I guess that makes sense too if it's more inner city and they're living on top of each other, denser population.
Yeah, you look at the states that don't have large cities, they tend to be more corona free. You also have poverty brings more people into a smaller space.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, there are more people likely to live together.
I didn't really want to, dive into the story. I'm just saying it's what's, being reported. Beaumont and Henry Ford have over 2,000 staff members have coronavirus.
Yeah.
Uh, the The graph seems to be flattening in New York, which is incredibly good news.
There's some argument about that, but yeah.
And there are some other places where it's maybe not flattening so much because we're sort of, you know, 50 states. It's like we're Europe or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very strange to me. And, you know, some people are really fighting this idea of all of us staying in or not working or not doing our thing or not feeling like we can do our thing. We'll get to that. But first, I wanted to pass this along, and I'm not trying to stir up shit. I'm just reading a Yahoo article about Sweden. If COVID-19 pandemic tails off in a few weeks, months before the alarmists claim it will, they will probably pivot immediately and pat themselves on the back for the brilliant social distancing controls that they imposed on the world. They'll claim their heroic recommendations averted total calamity. Unfortunately, they could be wrong. In Sweden, which has done almost no mandated social distancing, will probably prove them wrong. Again, this is Yahoo.
People are dying.
What's the date?
It's from the National Review, though.
The date?
April 6th, 2020. And lots of people are rushing to discredit Sweden's approach, which relies more on calibrated precautions and isolating only the most vulnerable than imposing a full lockdown. While gatherings of 50 people are prohibited, high schools and colleges are closed, Sweden has kept its borders open as well as its preschools.
I should be back in school.
That's weird. Preschools are open and grade schools are open. Bars are open. Restaurants are open. Parks and shops. In the rush to lock down nations and as a result crater their economies, no one has addressed this simply a critical question. How do we know social isolation controls actually work? And even if they do...
The science has been crystal clear.
Even if they do work for some infectious epidemics, do they work for COVID-19? Even if they work for this novel coronavirus, do they have to be implemented by a certain point in the epidemic? Or are they locking down the barn door after the horses are long gone? Then they get into some rather deep specifics, but, it's sort of a discussion of this herd immunity.
Yeah.
That is the business of keeping the vulnerable, the older people, keeping them separated and letting the younger people who are working and, you know, taking kids to school and going to bars and parks and restaurants and shops and such, that they get it just like they get the flu and they develop antibodies. And they eventually learn to fight it, or the herd starts fighting it with these antibodies, sure. And it becomes less likely to arrive in people.
Typically works when there is a vaccine, though.
Yeah, and I'm not a proponent for this. I'm just reading it because I thought somebody sent it to me, and I thought it was interesting.
Well, the Prime Minister since then said, we might have to rethink this. Just heads up, we're going to have a shitload of deaths coming. That's what he said over the weekend. You know, and they have restricted gatherings. I mean, they got rid of big gatherings. It's down to, I think, 50 people. Kind of like, it just sounds like they're a little bit behind. They do have 450 deaths, I think, well, that's 7,200 cases.
I know, so. They claim such a small number. That's what, sure. I am always, like, I go, how could they only have that many? It seems impossible. Yeah, they're not testing anyone?
The same country that also thought along the same lines. Their prime minister is now in ICU. On oxygen, not on a respirator, but on oxygen right now, who believe the same things. The social distancing has been proven over time, though.
Well, it does seem to be working. There's no question. But the question that this article is asking is, do we need to do that? Is there another way to do it that's less painful? And, you know, whether or not that's true, I don't know. I think when this is all over, we'll have all the answers.
Do you run that risk?
There are other countries in the same vicinity that seem to be having less issues, too. I don't know what Norway is doing, but...
bunch of Nazis.
Norway says they have higher rates of coronavirus ICU admissions. Let's see. On Friday, I spoke with Ulf Persson in his office at the Swedish Institute for Health and Economics. He said everyone he knows is calm and steady, behaving with more caution than normal, following such government-mandated controls as 50-person limit on gatherings and only sit-down service at bars and restaurants. Persson estimates the Swedish economy will drop about 4% because of global economic shutdowns, but that's nothing compared to the Great Depression, blah, blah, blah. The attitude is nature's got this one. We've been coping with new viruses for untold generations. The best way is to allow the young and healthy, those from the virus is rarely fatal, to develop antibodies and herd immunity to protect the frail and sick.
Called Mother Nature.
As time passes, it'll become clear that social isolation measures like those in Switzerland and Norway accomplish very little in terms of reducing fatalities or disease, though they crater the national, local and national economies, increasing misery, pain, death, and disease from other causes. People's lives are upended and futures are destroyed. And they also point out in the story that when you harm people's economic fortunes, you harm their health generally.
Yeah.
That there's also a health cost to that.
Sure.
So, you know, that's...
I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
That's one view, and I'm curious to see what happens in Switzerland. Are they going to end up worse than all of us because they waited so long?
It certainly sounds like it. Their death toll's growing faster than
the Wasn't that one of the shithole countries? I can't remember if that was on the list or not.
What did the... So it's the prime minister that spoke over the weekend?
Over the weekend,
what
yeah.
did he say exactly?
Brace yourself for a bunch of deaths.
Brace yourself for a bunch of deaths?
Yeah, let me find it. He warned the weekend thousands of deaths. Parliament's nearing a deal on a bill that allows governments to take measures such as closing schools, shopping malls, and restaurants without getting parliamentary approval. It just sounds like they're in the same position the UK was,
mm-hmm.
you know, a week and a half ago.
Well, you know, it's kind of stunning to me that you could have people, you know, here we have a learning curve because we've seen New York, we've seen the U.S., we've seen China, we've seen Italy, we've seen France, we've seen Spain, and yet there's people still going, I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. So every country in the world's like, yeah, we need to shut down these areas or lock it down. You know, if we can totally lock down an area, we will, or just shut down the country. But Sweden's like, no, we're going to run the risk on this and see what happens.
Well, they always try to be different. That's part of my feeling about it.
I like the idea of thinking different, but most scientists say, no, look at these models.
And you are failing us.
It spreads, what, one to three now, they think?
So it's not like it's they don't have scientists in Sweden.
No, I know.
But, you know, if they're saying now that, you know, we're going to get nailed because we waited so long, then that's, you know, certainly information we want. What's the debate about in East Lansing? What's the protest about?
Oh, that's a great story. I'm surprised Brian wasn't there.
It's just incredible to me.
Are you still with us?
Protesting right now just seems like, I don't know. I see a lot of people stirring up shit, and I just sort of like, really? Right now?
Yeah, I don't
right
think,
now?
What about, well, we can get into this later, but what about strikes right now?
You mean like the Amazon employees?
I understand the cause.
They feel like they're dying or they're, you know, at terrible risk.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's a little different.
We were on strike.
I think the whole Amazon topic, I'm surprised it doesn't get more discussion because like that one guy said, is it really essential to ship a dildo to somebody?
Well, that's the person who ordered the dildo. Apparently
well, I bet if you asked around, you'll find people are receiving shipments for a lot of stuff they don't really need.
Sure. No, yeah.
So that's more people in the warehouse, more people out.
I know. I don't blame them, but at the same time, it's we're all trying to fight this thing.
So what's the...
There's the article.
Is there a story that goes along with it on TV?
No. It's just on, I believe that's the Free Press.
Governor Whitmer, today they extended the emergency declaration till April 30th. Now, she wanted to extend it 70 days. It only got extended 23 days. Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things where if they did extend it 70 or 23, you can add to it or you can subtract from it.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, my God, we should all be at work. Nobody has this thing anymore. It's 70 days. Well, then you do something else.
Yeah. Or vice versa. If it's 23 days, then you extend it.
But they wanted to fight about it beforehand, of course. So as Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked residents to limit non-essential trips outside their homes, protesters gathered Tuesday in front of the Capitol to demonstrate against what they see as government overreach amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Nicholas Somberg, an attorney from Bloomfield Hills, had held a tape measure in one of his hands during the event. It was set to 6 feet, current social distancing recommendation of state and federal health officials. In his other hand, he held a sign that said, "Government is non-essential." What they're doing is not actually solving the issue. It's training people the government can tell you to stay in your house or else, Somberg said.
Now, they're kind of asking.
Stupid government.
It'd be a good thing if they asked nicely or suggested it.
Government.
The group Michigan United for Liberty organized a protest. The group's Facebook page says, "We do not agree with or consent to our unalienable rights being restricted or rescinded for any reason, including the COVID-19 pandemic."
Didn't they early on ask?
We tattoo these people too, by the way.
Well, they're
last
they'll be,
in line.
I'm sorry to say, but some of them might end up dying of COVID.
Well,
and the reason they have to is because if they didn't. You know, if they didn't, they probably, they would ask people, but nobody would do it. Look at other states that asked people to stay home, and they didn't do it.
Well, there's always a few jackasses who, you know.
My tax dollars at work!
Michigan legislature convened Tuesday, extend by 23 days. Whitmer Soldiers and Decoration, thanks for this podcast, which gives a greater power to unilaterally take actions to combat the virus. Autumn Kleinsmith, who's from the Saginaw, participated in the protest with three of her children. Oh, so that was that right. essential for her to travel from Saginaw to East Lansing with her three kids?
Not like they have school to go to.
I mean, is that really, should she be going to, should we call Autumn maybe? No, why should
well, if you want to be lectured.
Kleinsmith said she can't work under the governor's restriction because she's a massage therapist.
I should be back in school.
We have to be cautious with losing our rights over this.
She held a sign and said, faith, not fear.
Faith, not fear.
So I guess she would support the people going to church in these giant crowds.
Faith, not fear. How about science over faith? I guess that doesn't have a similar ring.
No. I tell you, the...
I love that they all were 6 feet apart. The one guy had a ruler.
Yeah.
Or a yardstick, two yardsticks.
These people...
I don't get it. It sucks. We all hate it.
These church people are such snake oil salespeople, isn't it? How can it not be obvious when you see this guy going, I'm blowing away... Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah.
He's blowing away the coronavirus.
Everybody's going to church, God damn it.
Good God. And
by the way, that blow of wind really sounds like it had a lot of coronavirus behind it. It sounded very moistly
stupid.
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God
on you.
On you.
On you. On who? Who are these turds repeating everything he says?
Did you know that Justin?
I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God
on you.
On you.
A strong, it doesn't have to be a fast wind. Didn't say anything about it being blowing 40 miles an hour. Don't have to.
What are you talking about?
It sounds like he's making it all up.
Hot. I just heard the Lord say this.
No, you didn't.
It's even better if there's no wind at all.
If you're talking to the Lord, then why don't you tell the Lord to just... make it go away now, so nobody catches it, and heal all the people that have it instead of letting people die. Really?
Do you think that sounded moistly? And I bring that up because Justin Trudeau used the word moistly today in addressing the nation.
If just people gross. Want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking. Moistly on them.
What a terrible image.
He just grossed out the whole world.
He says the word and then said, oh, what a terrible
image. Gross.
Even he knew it was disgusting. Take your moistly mouth and get out of here.
This does sound moistly.
What a dork.
You want to go to TMZ, and there's some interesting video of a Baltimore cop who is visiting an apartment complex, and they're kind of jeering him as he's walking around. So he starts fake coughing, and then they unload on him.
How far in?
Oh, it just hit the TMZ. No, not. I'm sorry. It's on the website. If you just go to the website and click the link. It's probably on TV TMZ, too. I'd love to hear it. I wish I could hear Charles' commentary.
No one wants to hear Charles' commentary. Oh, Joel Osteen's going to have a virtual Easter. That's great. That's their top story.
Well, at least it's virtual. I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't finish reading it. With Kanye, Mariah, and Tyler Perry. Does that make you feel better?
As long as they're socially distant.
Yeah, who cares?
John Taylor of Duran Duran, by the way, has COVID-19.
Aw.
Great bass player.
Here it is. Okay. Is that Christine Baskets laughing?
Hey, I'm the friendly with the cherry cheeks. Oh, I ain't worried about that shit. Y'all get that shit. Black people don't.
So you can
fuck your white ass back where you live at. Fuck out of here. Fuck wrong with him. Tell them niggas don't get that shit. They the ones get that shit. Fuck out of here.
What are you scared about?
Fuck. Y'all got, you need that extra layer of skin. Fuck out of here.
Now you tell them don't come through here with that shit.
Try to come through here coughing like that shit cute. I should call the CDC on his ass and let him know he just did some dirty ass shit like that.
Call the CDC.
Fuck my wham. He's gonna walk past coughing and shit. Stupid bitch. You ain't gonna affect nobody but your coworkers. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck my wham.
I kind of want her to narrate everything.
I know, she's pretty good. Fuck out of here.
Isn't the bigger problem there that she doesn't think that it infects black
people?
Well,
that's people? A problem, yeah. That's not cool. Gene Simmons, by the
way. By the way,
his
coughing, he wasn't near anybody, and he was doing it in jest.
Well,
it's a lot different.
It was dumb
it
to do.
It.
They were jeering him for some reason. I don't know why.
Nothing.
It's not funny!
Gene Simmons is on TMZ, too. Gene makes a powerful statement.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's he say? About you want me to play that one?
About staying above ground. And not letting it get to you because you have your life. You have people bringing you food. If you're Gene Simmons, you do.
Oh, that reminds. Did you see the story about Chrissy Teigen?
No.
So first off, Chrissy Teigen is doing interviews because she has a new show to promote. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Which it's a new service called, is it called Quibi? I think people have seen the ads everywhere.
I've heard about it.
You know, the idea is that there are apparently shows for Gen Zers who have no attention span. They're like 10-minute shows. So they're taking the usual half-hour show and making it 10 minutes. And you can only watch it on your phone, not on TV. So right now, they did this launch, and it's getting destroyed. Its stock price is dying because nobody's watching stuff on their phone right now because everyone's at home and they have a fucking TV in front of them. Isn't that hilarious?
But yeah,
one of the
funny
shows that debuted on is called Chrissy's Court. I guess she's a judge. I don't understand the concept. So she was doing an interview with somebody.
Sounds like a great one.
And she's talking about her kids, Luna and Miles, 3 and 1, boring kids.
Fuck. Yeah, her and John Legend's kids. It's a double curse.
She said, my mom is still with us.
They're boring and obnoxious.
Her mom is still staying with them. And we have others helping as well.
Who cares?
Apparently she's employing a whole staff right now while they're in lockdown.
That's bullshit.
That's why whenever I get asked, like, how are you doing? I'm like, I can't say anything but great because we have so much help. We really have wonderful people around us who are helping our world still
lucky
go around, which means the John Legend, Christine.
Oh, is that essential?
Far more important.
Nannying her kids is essential, apparently.
We're able to work and still take meetings, do interviews, and get that break where someone else can take your child in the pool.
You're rich, you jerk.
Are you kidding?
She has multiple nannies, a house manager, and several others, and Tegan has far more assistance. You look at the unemployment rates now. We're almost at 11 million people, and people are struggling to work and pay the rent for their landlords and are still coming for the rent, which they don't have money for. We hear that and understand it and can't imagine that scenario. So basically,
well,
she's a hero.
Good for you.
She's a hero for employing these people right now.
Personally, I can't believe she said some of those things and doesn't realize how that might come off.
Not at all true.
Why it's amazing.
I can't wait to see how terrible that show is, but I'm not going to download that app. So,
also taking a lot of shit is Tori Spelling because she's offering a virtual meet and greet for $95. You know, it seems that somehow the world's job to keep Tori Spelling going, we're supposed to buy her books and watch her shitty TV shows and... You know, she had a reality show about her brats. It's like, nobody cares about her.
Didn't we do enough of that by watching her dad shows?
Yeah. Well, she did remember she auditioned in disguise, right. So they wouldn't know it was Tori Spelling. So she actually earned the job. But
why would I want to pay $95 for a virtual meet and greet when I can go on Cameo for $5 more and get a personalized message?
I don't know. She has more money grabs than almost anyone. And in fact, there's so many people like her. There's so many stars now who need our money one way or the other. And it just seems like there's just cameos like the, that's sort of like the weasel move that everyone's making. Like,
they all agree. Yeah.
But that's not enough for her. Apparently, is she doing many cameos, Brandon?
She's got a bunch new on her page. She's all in the same outfit in the same spot, so she just cranked them out one after
another. So that's
another.
Not enough. By the way, why someone want a cameo from that dope?
Because they're dope. I don't know.
I just want people stop supporting Tori Spelling. If you're going to throw your money away, throw it away on Val Kilmer cameos.
I am more than willing to give shout outs, try to make people laugh.
Yeah, try. You won't.
She didn't get her father's money either.
Whatever it takes, because it's a tough time right now. And I know.
Oh, it's a tough time. Let's hear one.
By the way, she doesn't pay her bills. She's constantly in her bills. Credit card companies are always
American Express.
And her complaint is that my father killed my stepmother, and I only got $800,000. We also gave you a career, you moron.
Hi, JB.
It wasn't enough.
This is booked from your besties, and it's me, Tori Spelling. How are you? I hear that you're a psychologist.
That voice.
So how much time do you have? Because I need your bad. and I hear you have a big practice.
Shut
and you're
up.
Spending a lot of time helping others, which I'm sure everyone is so grateful that you were doing that. And that's
you're
amazing.
Hey, put a dick in your mouth and shut up. You are so fake.
So your besties thought this would be a fun surprise. To
I wish you could just
hi.
Shut your big yapper.
It's your birthday, and it's going to be a crazy birthday.
This is perfect punishment for celebrities.
Yeah, to make
them. Who are out of money, to have to kiss the ass of regular people to be supported.
My birthday, you'll remember. And you can have a virtual birthday, and I hope I'm part of that. And yeah, I hear you're a huge fan of 90210.
Stop!
So thank you for everything. And if Donna Martin graduates, Donna Martin forever.
Good one.
I'd be so embarrassed to be talking about 90210. And you could tell that. What's his name? David.
Oh, yeah. Brian Austin
Green. Brian Austin Green. You can tell he's so embarrassed when he reads that in a cameo.
Should be.
Ugh.
He hasn't done any new ones in a long time. Are those new, Brandon?
No, he's unavailable.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Man.
He's probably got coronavirus.
Well, okay, so there's Tori Spelling. Then there's Kristen Cavallari. Another person who we've supported for no reason whatsoever. Now she was hot.
I mean, that's
she
why.
Was hot. Yeah, but how many hot people can we keep supporting? And when they're not hot, we know we're not going to support them, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's when the support stops.
Yeah, when you stop being hot.
She's still pretty hot though. She's married to Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, yeah.
So you know she should be okay.
Who seems incredibly likable, don't you think?
He's surprisingly likable.
Yeah.
It's just that you have to watch her show to catch anything much of him. She went to the Bahamas on March the 15th, and apparently people are really bitching because she is bitching that she was stuck in the Bahamas. You know, like this is some horrible, horrible thing, and please help her. Well, she went down there on the 15th of March, which is not a good idea.
Yeah.
And well, so
that's when Brandon wanted to go on the cruise. It was around then.
I'm not sure, though. How did she?
Way before that.
She got back to Nashville, so she's allowed to come back to Nashville? That's okay. She can fly in.
It's Kristen Cavallari. Yeah. Why can't she?
Well, that's
she's probably flying in a private jet.
Probably. But that's what you find out.
Oh, my God.
The further you go through this, is that important, special people still are treated specially.
I predict Cutler calls Adam any day now. Being stuck with her, bitching about being in the Bahamas. Although that show is amazing in his ability to ignore her and do whatever he wants anyway, so I kind of give him credit.
Yeah, I think the spark has been gone for quite a while.
Divorce. I think they know the score.
Did anybody happen to see? Okay, first of all, I didn't know Alanis Morissette had a baby. It's like, wait a second, I thought she's like 50 or 55 years old. She's only 45. Her career, she was very, very young when she hit it big.
Yeah,
she's 45. I always liked Alanis Morissette.
Sure,
but she puts out a
45.
Picture. First of all, it's a story about how Alanis Morissette is unschooling her kids. And I'm like,
it's what? The most annoying article, which isn't our point about talking about
it. What does that mean, though?
You didn't read the article.
I did read it. I still don't understand what it means. It's but why is she telling us how she schools her kids or unschools them? Or why is this? Is she an expert in education or should she be consulting with Chelsea Clinton?
I think that's the point. She is such a non-expert in education. That's why she came up with the term unschooling, which she said, unschooling for me is child-led education. Let's play with these.
Oh, yeah, let's let the child decide how to be educated. That works out really well. Those alternate high schools always work out really well.
So if there's some agenda.
People all go to Harvard. They grade themselves.
If there's some agenda like, let's play with these magnet tiles, and my daughter's like, fuck those tiles! daughter saying fuck
that's
those
great
signs.
That's
goodbye,
nice
goodbye fucking shit fuel.
I want to put glitter on that thing and cut the tree and put that thing boom, then we do that. So basically they just do whatever their kid wants to do.
Yeah, just like the alternate high schools when people don't fit in at the regular high school because they're too different, so they go to the alternate school and then they grade themselves.
Yeah,
and I know someone who did this. It's somebody, a friend of mine's got an older child probably in their god, how old is this guy now? He's probably 30 by now, maybe early 30s. Anyway, he went to an alternative high school because it just didn't work for him, you know? And I remember at the time, I know his dad wasn't very happy about it. He thought that was bullshit. The mom thought it was, well, it doesn't work out. It doesn't fit into the normal high school. It's different. And so went to the alternative high school where you grade yourself.
Yeah.
And you take whatever you want.
Yeah, there's one of those in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, there's one everywhere, I think. Yeah. So then... surprisingly, he didn't want to go to college, which they were.
What?
Yeah, I think both parents were a little devastated by that because they really wanted him to go to college.
You can't grade yourself in college.
Then he did go to college, and what happened was, first of all, it was very expensive. Second of all, he only took courses he wanted to take. So he got to be a junior, and he didn't have any of the prerequisites. Yeah, he simply refused to take them. He said he just hated those subjects, and he wouldn't take them, and then he dropped out.
Oh, wow. That's
you blew it!
What a good use of money that was. Did he pay for it himself?
No.
Oh, okay, great.
And I believe he lives with the mom now.
Your mom goes to college.
Why wouldn't he? He gets to do whatever he wants.
I know. Now what he wants to do apparently is drink all the time.
Oh.
It's unfortunate.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear how smart Alanis Morissette's kids are, though?
Well, first of all, I was going to mention that she's breastfeeding her baby in the picture. And, I mean, she has just lobbed out it's a jug. I don't know what else to call it. It's a big-ass jug.
It is enormous.
Do you wonder
who took this picture, by the way?
Well, it wasn't her or her husband, because they're both in the picture.
And so are her other two kids. So who's this creep that's...
Mother Nature gave you breasts instead of brains. Use them.
Ooh.
Maybe she, spread her legs and they sort of revisited the birth or something. God. Got pictures of that too.
That boob is massive.
It's a jug. It's nothing but a jug.
Boob?
When Brandon logged on Zoom today, I said, "Hey, did you see Alanis Morissette's titty?" And he goes, "What? No, where?" I said, "Well, there's a kid on the end of it." And you seem to lose a little bit of interest.
Except you can see the whole thing. It's just flopped out there. I bet you if the bed was a waterbed, it would have had a giant wave when she flopped it out there.
The kid by the baby probably has a concussion. Like, you know, hit that baby in the head. It's huge.
It's just ridiculous.
Listen to these comments. My husband and I create pods all over the house. Here's where the spelling area is. Here's where the fake animals are. That's her way of schooling.
Nice house. I really want to hang out at your house.
Boy.
Which means she has toys everywhere in the house.
Which, you know, so if I come over, can I go to the spelling area if I feel like it?
If you want, yeah, or the fake animal area.
Can I grade myself?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
But if she wants you to be bedtime, you might be, you know.
No, I decide when I go to bed. Like, my son's like her kids.
If my son's going to bed late and he asks me three really.
If he's going to bed late, there's no bedtime? The kid chooses its bedtime?
Yeah. Think about
kid wants to stay up and watch Invasion of the Body Snatchers, so kid decides everything.
And he asks me three really huge existential questions. There's no, we'll talk about it in the morning.
Kid doesn't know what existential is. Shut up.
That
I
is.
I know I hate you because I hate you.
There's no, we'll talk about it in the morning. That is the moment. Unschooling is 24/7. When I share with people that I unschool, a lot of people I'm close with say, they'd love to do it, but we just can't because Alanis, you're so amazing.
Because it's so stupid and you don't know what you're talking about. But you're a star, so I'm going to say, I wish I could do it, but I just can't.
I don't want to accept your apology.
So they have three kids, Everimre. You think it's a boy or a girl?
I have no idea.
That's a boy.
Who cares?
That boy's 10. That must be the one with the existential question.
Let me guess. He sleeps with her and breastfeeds every night.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you blame him? After seeing that thing?
It's ridiculous.
Then they have daughter Onyx. Onyx Solis, named after the rap group Onyx. And son Winter Mercy. I got to tell you, if you name your son Winter Mercy, you are setting him up to be very, very soft.
Oh, boy. Oh, good for her. No, I'm glad the unschooling concept sounds fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I bet you those kids will all go to great colleges. They'll probably get
extended degrees, advanced
degrees. That kid's not going to hear a single shrinkage joke his entire life.
Meanwhile, our kid who has to do, you know, virtual classes, got shy. I yelled at her today because the teacher, little teacher video is running and she starts talking about something Show else. It. I said, hey, this is school. You have to listen to your teacher right now. So mad at her.
Let's see.
I think she's really liking coronavirus.
Well, Charlotte, she has full thriving. Access to mom and dad all the time. Thriving. So that's cool.
Although Julie sent me a video of Charlotte and Annie pretending to poop on each other and laughing uproariously.
Well, that's good. They're getting closer, too.
I don't know where they learned this stuff.
I know. Isn't that weird? It's just in the genes.
It must be.
So we also have in our celebrity segment the Johnny deposition. It's not Johnny Depp's deposition. It's the Johnny deposition. Mm-hmm. And if you want to play it, I guess we could hear it. He's pushing his voice like crazy on this thing. He's talking about Amber Heard and how he got the top of his finger cut off, which was from the second vodka bottle she threw at him. Oh, the first one whizzed by his ear, and the second one smashed his finger, which was on a table. And the tip was severed.
Heads up!
And then he said from there he got infections and MRSA, and it just sounded, I mean, I've pretty much said what he said.
And does he have a doctor's note? Or do you want me to play it or no?
Yeah, just so we can hear how much he pushes his voice.
He said that it was caught in the door, one of these huge accordion doors at this house. That wasn't the case at all. She smashed, she threw a vodka bottle at me. And my hand was resting on the marble of the bar like that. And the first bottle went just past my ear. And the second one was a larger bottle, and she threw it from about this distance.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Into the bar, which, and this finger, who I now call Little Richard.
Little finger, isn't it?
The finger was severed, and all the
did you notice how he was smirking as he's saying it, almost like it's enjoyable, or he's laughing, reminiscing about it? It's really weird.
In here was completely shattered. I mean, it's
she said he's like a pussy.
And then I got infections. I ended up with MRSA twice. So
fake. I don't
very complicated. I was trying to just get the finger back.
I do remember reading about his infected finger, or I don't know.
Oh, no, his MRSA, finger's cut.
It was something weird with his finger.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Finger chopped off.
And I'm sure she did it to him. I'm just saying, is he exaggerating a little bit?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. This story, though, the way this story was framed when it first came out, it's just amazing to find out that the story, if anything, is either the reverse or something in the middle, probably leaning towards her being abusive.
Sure.
Probably her being the major abuser.
Yeah.
And the fact that she would have the audacity to do an op-ed in the Washington Post about battered women is, well, it drove him out of his mind.
It was the beginning of her downfall.
He had no choice but to sue her. He couldn't take it anymore. Because not only was she not abused, she was not supposed to talk. She's supposed to shut up because the feeling was every time she runs her mouth, whether she tells the truth or not, it just hurts me, Johnny Depp. So I just want her to shut up. I want this to be over. But that wasn't good enough for her. She had to pretend that she was this symbol of battered women, which was not true.
Yeah.
And the Washington Post just says, oh, well, we believe her, so let's give her an op-ed. And, you know, that's very interesting because it leads me to another story right today, which is Rose McGowan is tearing ass into Alyssa Milano. And I always find it funny when people who are on the same side of the argument, whatever the argument is, attack each other. And it's because Alyssa Milano has endorsed Joe Biden. And Rose McGowan says, but Joe Biden sexually assaulted Tara Reid. And Alyssa Milano said, well, but I really think that he should have due process. And of course, people just went to town on that because she
If you go back about a year or two or whenever that was, she was only interested in what the female had to say, as in Christine Blasey Ford. Remember, she was such
That's right.
Yeah. She had this large presence at that because, and she made fun of Brett or ragged on Brett Kavanaugh. And
she was so angry
and gave him no due process whatsoever. And I never understood that whole thing. You have to believe women.
No, you don't have to believe anyone.
Yeah. You should listen to anyone that says anything. I'm willing to listen to, but I don't feel that because someone is a certain gender, they have to be believed, or that's because someone's speaking about a certain topic that they have to be believed. There's so many weasels and drama people and controlling people and assholes and manipulators that I think anything anyone says, you have to be able to have the ability or the at least the freedom to judge it.
I'm a little disappointed Alyssa Milano didn't flip this on Rose McGowan and say, well, I guess you're voting for Trump then. Just totally freak her out.
Well, I think Rose, I don't know who she, I have no idea who she's for. She's probably for Bernie Sanders or something.
Yeah, but Bernie's not going to win.
Well, I don't know. I just thought the point was kind of funny.
How cool is that, that there was actually a primary today in Wisconsin?
How stupid is that?
It's really dumb.
What the, are you kidding me?
I hope voter turnout's like 0%.
Why would they do that? Why did they feel they had to do that? I thought the whole point was that we're trying to get through this without being around each other so we can just get past this virus and have a real life again.
They tried to move it, but actually, you know what's funny? It went to the Supreme Court and they ruled on it and said, no, you have to do it on this date. And all I could think of is, how did they get to the Supreme Court so fast?
Why would it have to be?
I don't know. I didn't care because it's not my state, but it just seemed pretty stupid. And who would go vote? Who would vote right now? Who would go to the polls to actually vote and be around other people?
I bet you a lot of people did. I mean, I'm interested to see.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Me either.
Not today.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
I'm going to take a time out here. Can you bring up maybe... well, I didn't see it. I don't really care.
You can do whatever you want.
I didn't see Tracy Morgan on the Today Show. Was that really? It sounded really funny, actually.
Well, I mean, you know what Tracy Morgan is, right? Don't you? Don't we all know what's Tracy Morgan's like big joke when he talks to people? So he always makes a joke about getting.
Right now, it's getting hit by a Walmart truck.
Well, that too. But how often would he say things like, "I'm going to get you pregnant," "I'll get you pregnant"? So he has jokes like that in there, and I don't think Hoda Kotb has ever seen Tracy Morgan be interviewed or know anything about him because he's just being a total goofball the whole time.
He's tough to interview because he wants to talk about what he wants to talk about. So you'll ask him a question and he'll just ramble.
Yeah, we've had some really bad interviews with him. Let's see. Well, first there's Carson Daly with his new kid. Boy, it's amazing the stuff that is on morning television sometimes. Tracy Morgan, by the way, is promoting a new show, which it's weird to see people doing these interviews.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Well, you know, you were watching TV in the studio there, and I was kind of connected, so I could hear what you were watching, but I couldn't see it. And my biggest surprise was every time they went to a commercial, it was, you know, all the commercials have already been updated. They're all Corona topic,
yeah.
Basically. You know, Mike Morse is out here, and he and his mom are social distancing.
I know.
You know,
it's kind of, I mean, it's smart. It's better than having an old ad run and make it seem like, oh, yeah. We don't know what's going on. So here's Hoda Kotb.
This is show the last
who the riff is huge fans of
to TBS tonight with his character Trey continuing the fight of reminding people of what his Brooklyn used.
I will say I was a little relieved to see something other than coronavirus, though, as a topic anywhere in the morning shows.
Like, take a look.
So that's all it's been.
All right, Tracy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
Hey, babe.
Good morning to you. My mother-in-law, Chrissy, says good morning. Oh, she loves you.
Well, tell her I love her back. Tell me about what life is like being at home for Tracy and his family.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant. three times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So we're role playing a lot now. We're role playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one. All right. So tell me. Now, we know what your house looks like.
Are people going to be mad because he's making coronavirus jokes right now? At this time,
you know what, Tracy? Willie took us on.
I think that went way over her head.
We know what's going on in that home of yours. There's a bowling alley.
That's not important. I mean, even like I was just watching the show. This tiger in the Bronx Zoo got me scared. So I'm going to get all my pets tested.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sharks tested. I'm getting my moray eel tested. I just bought a 600-pound silverback gorilla. I'm going to take him down to New York Presbyterian and get him tested.
Everybody's going to get tested. Are you for real or are you just pretending?
No, I'm for real, man. This is real stuff.
Okay.
I mean, this is real stuff. Yesterday, I was driving to the supermarket, and I didn't have my mask on. I was in my car with the windows up, and I didn't have my mask on and my gloves on. And I stopped at a red light, and this lady pulled up next to me, and she said, roll your window down. I rolled it down. She said, you don't got your gloves on. You don't got your mask on. Ooh, I'm telling.
Do you make it a habit, Tracy, normally, of wearing the glove and the mask? Are you adhering to all the
I feel like she's trying to make this a real journalistic-type interview, and he's just throwing jokes out there. She actually,
right, he's not being... Does he really own a silverback
No! Glove? No, and if he did, he's not taking it to a Presbyterian hospital to get a check for COVID. 19.
Well,
and she actually asked if you were
$1,000 fishes.
I don't know. It just seemed like Hoda Kotb's a little bit out to lunch. I don't think she liked all the role playing sex jokes either because she seems quite missionary to me. You know, I don't think Hoda Kotb's terribly wild in the sack.
Hoda Kotb from the Drunk Ladies Hour of the Today Show? Wow.
And I feel bad about this too. I'm starting to doubt Chris Cuomo and if he really has coronavirus too.
Has there been any other coronavirus case where we've heard as much detail on everything going on in their lives?
He's still doing his show. He did allegedly hold up a X-ray of his lungs, but once again, it could be anyone's X-rays. I'm just saying. I don't know. I think he's in a I think he's in an intention battle with his brother, to tell you the truth.
No, I believe.
Not for eyeballs.
You're right, because his brother is
not from the public, but from his mom. I think it's just his mom that. That he's vying for attention. He also said that the secret to beating coronavirus is it's all about your will.
Right. That doesn't make any sense. Like,
no.
You're saying every single person that has died of coronavirus thus far, they didn't want it enough.
Thank you, Brandon. I just it's not, I know what he's trying to say, but it falls a little short for people that know people that have died from it.
Right.
It's not really the right message right now.
No, not at all.
He told viewers, the virus wants us to lay down. The virus wants us to take it. Other than a blessed few, the rest of us who get this are going to have an experience unlike anything else we've ever had. Days and waves. The old notion of get in bed and stay there when you get sick. It sounds great. And when you're really up against it, you need to do as little as possible. I've been there. Trust me. I know. But you can't stay there if you're Chris Cuomo and CNN needs you on at 10 o'clock at
Cuomo.
Night to interview your brother. That dude's been driving me nuts. What? That he has coronavirus? It's good that he got coronavirus?
No, it's a good get his brother. His brother is number one right now.
Was it you I was talking to about Anderson Cooper and how he always is ready to go on TV?
Cooper is prepared and ready to go always.
That might have been, I couldn't remember if that was you or Trudy or all of us were talking about it. He's like filling in on the middays now on CNN. He's just on CNN all the time now.
But, Mark, he's always been that way. I remember him being that way, you know, whenever there's a big story, he gets to work. And I can recall the big oil spills. He's all over that.
Yeah, good for him.
I can remember him as early as Channel 1 News, when he wasn't so silver.
That's right. You sent your prep today, and you had the story about Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
The purchaser of the Wu-Tang album. That's how I'll remember him. But, I mean, everyone knows him as the Pharma Bro.
He's the one who took the cheap, affordable AIDS treatment drug and then jacked it up 3,000%.
Mm-hmm. And now he's in jail and he's trying to get out of jail, not because he's afraid of getting coronavirus in jail, but because he thinks he can really help development of drug treatment.
Which, hey, that's his gig, though.
Well, can he do it in jail? I mean, if he does it, though, he's going to jack up the price anyway.
He doesn't have the proper equipment there in the jail cell to do so. Everybody is trying to use this as an opportunity to get out of jail. We already saw Tekashi get out of it. We're looking at that YNW Melly who's trying to get out of it.
He's not going anywhere. There's no way they let him out. He hasn't even had his trial yet.
I'm sure Harvey Weinstein's trying to get out because, hey, I had it.
And can you explain the 5G tower coronavirus conspiracy theory? Because I just could not understand that. And I saw there's a new story on it now. It's actually gaining some steam.
It is gaining steam. So apparently, and I don't know where this information comes from, Wuhan, China, was the very first major city in the world that went all 5G, right? So they cranked up all these 5G cell towers. You know, currently we're using 4G and a lot of people are using 3G still. Well, 5G is the future. And so Wuhan, being the very first major city in the world to have it, it just so happens that coronavirus started in Wuhan. And some people are looking at maps of where 5G towers exist, and then they're looking at where coronavirus has big cases, and they go, oh my God, there's a correlation here. Now, one,
yeah, but it's not a causation.
I'm probably going to bet that both of them are in major cities throughout the world. Major cities are very dense. Major cities have a better, you know, opportunity to spread this thing. So that's probably the correlation there. But Alex Jones has a fantastic 45-minute piece.
He does?
On it. Yeah, he actually has some doctor. He's using some doctor's clips where this doctor is talking about it. I'm not sure how credible the physician is.
I cannot wait to watch this later. That is going to be phenomenal.
And one that you should, because number one, we haven't heard from Alex in a long time. Number two, he sounds a little different. He's getting gruffier.
Am I still bald? Getting
a little bit gruffier. I mean, it's even getting worse. It's like he really, really needs to soothe that throat with some honey. He does have a lot of stuff on his mind. He did get that DUI recently. So.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I watched last night on Netflix. I didn't even know this was coming out. But Dave Chappelle, remember he got that Mark Twain Award?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a whole hour and a half documentary kind of wrapped around in conjunction with whoever does the Mark Twain Award. And it's got a lot of stand-up and people talking about Dave. A lot of stand-up from that night, like from Neil Brennan, who did Chappelle's show with him. Sarah Silverman did some. John Stewart had a really funny stand-up routine, but then it would cut to clips of Dave in some of the comedy clubs, like leading up to it that week, talking about it, and some of the other comedians that he really likes. It's a really, really good hour and a half escape from coronavirus. If you like Dave Chappelle, it's really fucking funny.
Another one of his part of that deal he's got with Netflix, where he has to produce X amount of content.
Well, I think it is. It's new.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming back.
You're welcome. Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
It's a new hour and a half on Netflix about Dave Chappelle's Mark Twain Award.
Sweet.
I'll watch it. And it's a little bit documentary, a little bit of, you know, clips of stand-up here and there. So,
how far in are we?
How far do you think?
That was Mark. That was Mark farted.
I was going to say, that fart sounded close by.
Don't be a fart narc.
I'm going to say we're an hour and a half.
I take a lot of shit for my farts.
You give a lot, too. Hour and a half. Yeah. You're right on top of it.
Fuck.
What's wrong?
I'm boosting the shit.
It seems really slow today.
Well, we can wrap.
It seemed like it was going fast and then it just slowed down. Let's see. There's a few things left. I just got this thing from Ed Ryan with Radio Inc. And earlier today, I sent somebody to Carl at Who Are These Podcasts about the Joe Biden podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carl had actually heard us review it in real time, I think he was considering it, but he said, oh my God, how am I going to take clips out of that show? Because he just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, well, he could just speed it up.
Anyway, what Ed sent me was
the New York Times story?
New York Intelligencer story about the podcast. And they're talking about how it's not really an interview. It's more Biden speaks for a while. His guest speaks for a while. Biden speaks again. And then the podcast is over. In many ways, the Enterprise feels less like an actual podcast and more like a weekly proof of life reminder for Biden. He's still here. As someone who envisions no scenario in which Joe Biden is not the Democratic nominee for president, and therefore someone who desperately wants to make sure Joe Biden is well and okay so that we do not all die, I'm relieved to know that there is a podcast that proves the man is upright or at least capable of speech. But as a longtime podcast aficionado and an amateur podcast producer myself, I find the show is nearly impossible to get through. It is so stilted and awkward, it makes me legitimately alarmed.
No one said that. Who said that?
If they can't get something that simple right, what's going to happen in November? Beyond wanting anyone but Trump to win in November, I actually like Joe Biden. I'm just trying to help here. But it's a bad sign that one of my first thoughts upon listening to Biden is Hillary Clinton's 2016 podcast was a lot better. Mm. So
that's a bunch of malarkey.
To contribute to the cause in any way that I can, here are five simple, easy to implement ways, both technical and thematic, the Biden campaign could and should use to improve its podcast. One, get Biden a co-host. I understand we're all locked up in our homes right now, so it's not like you can just send a campaign surrogate over and have, start yucking it up with the candidate. But asking Biden to host the show himself and to do introductions and transitions and subscribe to us on iTunes announcement is a tragic mistake.
Yeah.
Biden clearly has no natural affinity with the podcasting medium. He's uncomfortable with the format. He has it mostly sounding like he's conducting his own monologue while the guest patiently waits for him to finish speaking. So he doesn't understand the animating idea behind the show. He talks to experts. The one thing Hillary Clinton's old podcast with her, co-hosted by Clinton and long-form host Max Linsky, got right, it put her alongside someone who understood podcasting and therefore could do the heavy lifting. Biden would be well-served by someone younger and more comfortable in the realm, someone likable who could play off Biden. Two, stop with the Zoom. This is a technical nitpick. I know everyone is using...
I'm back!
Everyone's using Zoom for everything in quarantine world, but even putting aside the malware concerns, the app is terrible for podcasts. There's an inherent lag between Biden and his guests, and the audio quality is rickety at best. You can tell the guests are simply recording their Zoom audio, which makes them sound like they're at the end of a tunnel.
I don't think ours is that bad, considering we've tried eight different things.
No, yeah, my mic still sucks balls a little bit.
Three, it's not a campaign event. Stop making it sound like one. Biden falls back on his talking points regularly during these shows, but it's tough to blame him for that. He's a politician. It's frustrating to listen to a podcast in the middle of a global catastrophe and hear Biden constantly pivot to defenses of his record or criticisms of President Trump. Biden has taken considerable criticism from the left for not going after Trump enough, but his shots are so weak here that they further emphasize that podcasting is the wrong medium. Both Klain and Whitmer, when asked about the woes we're currently facing, made sure to praise the former vice president's all their answers, which makes sense considering their campaigning chair, their campaign chairs. But it's still on the production, a dear leader vibe that, frankly, we get enough of from the daily Trump press conferences. Podcasts thrive when you, as a listener, feel like you're a silent observer of two people having a conversation, which you believe they're speaking extemporaneously or honestly. Biden's guests never miss an opportunity to fall into campaign speak. It's exhausting in real life and deadly for a podcast.
Yep.
Four, don't limit yourself to a single show per week, but Biden doesn't have to be on every one. I thought it was his podcast.
Yeah, he does have to be on every one.
It feels like an obligatory nod toward modernity. A token attempt that ultimately just reveals how behind the curve Biden and his campaign truly are. Thing about a podcast is it can be anything. Why not make it daily with Biden showing up once or twice to check in, but the other days filled with a co-host or campaign surrogate doing a deeper dive on an issue voters care about. Biden can be on every podcast without actually being on every podcast. Five, act like a government waiting. The scariest part of our current moment is knowing that no one is actually in charge, that all the smart people who could save us have been kicked out of the government, and that we only have Kushner's and Dr. Oz's of the world left.
Dr. Oz has been driving me nuts lately.
Biden's podcast could be a glance at what an actual leader would do in a time of crisis.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
Did you see Biden called Trump? They had a nice, yeah, I warm, heard they had friendly a conversation about coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. I heard it went like this.
Where's Hunter?
But isn't that a little, I don't know. I thought it was kind of nice to hear that they actually had a conversation. I mean, it's not going to mean shit, but.
It's just amazing how we were dreading 2020 for the reason of politics, for the reason of this entire election. And now I kind of wish it would just come back and coronavirus would go away.
I agree. It would be better than this. The Trump press conference, by the way, it goes on so long. It's amazing. I can't believe, I guess it's because he's on TV. He loves being on TV. He gets big ratings, and he just loves talking. So I go upstairs, and I'm thinking, oh, this came out at 5, so it must be wrapping up. No. He's just really getting warmed up. He's talking about the Michigan rep who got better with the malaria drug.
Sure. Uh-huh.
He's just going on and on about how she's a Democrat. She probably doesn't like me. Probably wouldn't vote for me. She will now, though, because she says it saved her life. And I'm honored that she says that. And then he says, you know,
can you believe it?
What's the harm in trying it? I'm not a doctor. I mean, you got to talk to your doctor, but blah, 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 blah. And I mean, just on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And then I forgot what came up after that. I guess maybe they probably had already covered the Secretary of the Navy. Blown out!
Yeah, yeah.
That was
and now the acting,
weird turn of events.
Didn't the acting Secretary of the Navy, didn't he step down too? Because he said about that captain that they blew out, he said, you are stupid.
Yeah, the Navy Secretary, Thomas Modley, he flew 8,000 miles to go to Guam.
Yeah.
And then he tells the staff how stupid, naive the captain was.
There he is.
Who went around, you know, people's backs and went around the chain of command to because he felt that the conditions were so bad with the COVID-19
yeah.
on the ship. And the crew, all the
love him.
People, yeah, they had given him a wild ovation when he was booted out.
You've seen those videos, right? As he's leaving
yeah.
the bridge.
You're stupid.
That was really amazing to see them rally around him.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
So now this guy's blown out. He resigned because he was such an asshole.
What's going on in this world?
I know. I don't know what happens to Brett Crozier now. The guy that was blown out. I did hear Trump say, I don't want his life ruined. I mean, I don't want to.
Make him Secretary of the Navy.
Yeah.
Give him a promotion now.
I don't get it. I mean, it seems like they both maybe said something they shouldn't have said. In fact, in resigning, I believe this Navy Secretary said that, by the way, what he said was stupid.
Mm.
Or, well, he shouldn't have done it that
way. This sailor needs a Cosmo.
So I don't understand, if they both did something that had to be done, then why are they both without a job?
I don't know. That reminds me. I owe an apology to somebody else in government, and that's that NASA astronaut who was accused of stealing identity whilst in space.
I thought they said she did. She lied to investigators.
I thought it was the other one that lied.
We called ourselves Space Sisters because we were together, really joined at the tip.
No, I heard that the one that was in space was actually taking her identity space.
Are they both astronauts?
I don't think so. I think the other one was down on Earth with her kid, and this one in space is trying to take her kid away.
Well,
breaking up.
Right. So the estranged wife of the NASA astronaut who claimed her spouse, because they're both women, improperly accessed her bank accounts from space, has been indicted on charges of lying to federal
authorities. She's the one that was indicted.
Yeah.
She
lied.
I love lesbians.
Which, that's what I mean. I should apologize to the astronaut because I believed the woman. When she said that her wife was, I just didn't believe the right woman in this case with these two ladies.
Wow.
Yeah. So she.
Okay. I totally got it wrong. I completely misread the story, and I think I read the whole thing.
2-count indictment. The astronaut who filed for divorce. Yeah, she, the one who was accused of stealing everything, is off. I guess scot free.
Yeah, boy.
She didn't do anything.
But I think the weird thing was, you know, she took the stepdaughter and was getting all the pictures, and she was telling people that she was the biological mother. So there was some
weird.
It was it's a crazy story. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. Okay, let's see.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Another email from Robin, which I think is about. Okay. Heard you talking about hydrochloroquine. And it's making me crazy. This is a drug that's existed since 1955. It's taken for lupus. People traveling to certain countries take it. There's no risk taking it unless the person has heart issues. The doctor says it works, says there is really no harm taking it. New York, the obvious epicenter, is one of only two states, including New York, that don't allow doctors to prescribe the drug unless the patient is in the hospital. So Governor Cuomo complains about hospital overcrowding, yet anybody that's sick enough needs to go to the hospital to get this drug. If they wait that long, they're usually sicker than they would be if their personal physician could have prescribed it. Governor Cuomo is being an idiot and doing his citizens wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what the deal is with. I thought they were doing a trial in New York on actual patients.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they said that like 2 weeks ago.
No, look, remember when this whole argument happened between Trump and Fauci? wasn't the whole thing like, yeah, he's being too cautious because he's a scientist and wants double blind test and blah, blah, blah. And Trump just wants everybody to take it immediately. There's no middle ground in
anything. That's right.
Well, you know, with people dying, I think the feeling was they don't have time to wait for a trial. I mean, of course he wants a trial.
It's people dying, you know, not people that
these people are sick.
Start coming down with it. Because there are people that have lupus that actually need to take it that cannot get it.
The well, he said they have 29 million.
That's fine, but
orders or something.
There's still plenty of people with lupus that cannot get their medication because people are scared they might get coronavirus, so they're stockpiling it.
How? By the way, don't you need a prescription for it?
Yeah, there's a dentist that got busted because he wrote scripts for himself, his wife, and his kids to go get it. And he got in trouble for that. That's one of the things Gretchen was trying to stop at first, was doctors from prescribing it. But then in the end, it's like, well, you know what? Let's just, with the way things are, can we just be a little bit on the honor system and let them prescribe it?
Well, you would think if people get it for lupus on a, what do they get, monthly or something?
Yeah.
You think they could keep enough for the lupus people?
It doesn't work like that. It's every man for themselves right now.
Yeah, now it is. Well, anyway, this woman that Trump went on and on and on about, and I think he said three times that she'll probably vote for me now. She was very, very sick.
Yeah.
Very, very sick.
I'm a big fan of whatever works, so good, take it.
Oh, God, there's a story in the Daily Mail today, and I didn't read it because I didn't want to kill myself, but maybe I should read it. It was about how Harry and Meghan are going to have a tough time paying for their security.
Again, Dan's paying for it.
Again? We just covered this. I thought they were stepping away for a while.
Well, I guess what, they can't go 5 minutes without security, even though no one can go anywhere. They need lots of security. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I didn't even think about that aspect.
I mean, how stupid is this?
It's like that boner line guy said. The whole thing is just be so the queen can't have to pay a ransom.
She wouldn't pay a ransom for that.
Who cares if they take them? I wouldn't pay 5 cents for them.
No.
Let somebody take them. The queen should announce, look, they just renounced their titles. I'm not paying a fucking dime if you take them hostage. So don't even bother. But they're having a very tough time making security. They don't need security!
They just
rich people richer than the queen have children who are married
that don't
to
have
bitches.
Yeah. Did you see they named their nonprofit?
Yeah, they did, and people are very angry because how dare they come out with this story about their nonprofit when Boris is dying?
What? Wait, we can't handle two stories like that at once?
No.
God damn it. Nice making me defend them.
The Duke and... By the way, no one wants to hurt them. The only reason anyone wants to hurt them, they don't need security. No one, they're absolutely, they're nothing. They're unimportant. She's a C-list actress. He's a kid with an abnormally pink wiener.
Well, la-dee frickin' da!
A little bit privileged. But no one wants to hurt them, except when they act like they're so fucking important they need security. That's the only time I want to hurt them!
Yeah, I think it's more about keeping people away from them while they're in public so they don't have to sign any autographs or take any pictures.
Oh, well, that'll end fast because they're just not important.
There's a lot of idiots out
there. Yeah, right now they're
pink, amazing.
And frankly, if I saw them, I would go demand one just because I think it would annoy her.
I would yell at the people asking for autographs.
You're going to yell at me?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to yell at you.
I'm going to make me get more.
They moved to California.
I'll sign it to you.
They stepped down as senior manager. Now they're footing their estimated $4 million. $4 million a year for security. Really?
Yep.
$4 million.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? How much does the Secret Service spend on Trump?
That's a great question.
I mean, I bet you it's not that much more than that. Which may be difficult for the couple who have no current source of regular income. What about her elephant documentary that she did the voiceover for?
Well, they got to pay a lot of moving companies. They moved 15 times in the last month.
The couple will not be immune to financial difficulties with the pandemic, most likely preventing them from pursuing commercial opportunities. Really? Are they really fighting for their next meal?
No.
I mean, do we really need to worry about whether they will manage or not? No. They've spent the last few years not earning a living. As a royal, your expenses are covered, but you don't earn a salary. It'll be tough for them to spend in the months ahead. No one knows when there's an end date to this. This can follow us for some time. Harry and Meghan, on top of the difficulties they've had with the press, there's been an underlying issue of who pays for security.
Oh.
is something a couple must be very conscious of. That from March 31st, it would have to be done by the... They don't want to leave themselves open to further attacks.
Oh, really? How many people have attacked them?
Zero.
I don't see any bruises on them.
You're attacking them pretty hard right now.
I don't see any bite marks.
I'm very upset with Megan and Harry right now.
If anybody needs security, it's him.
Let's see. They need multiple personnel around the clock. They also need people around the clock if they are in different locations, and if the child is left alone, the child needs security round the clock. Also account for that and travel expenses for security. This all goes back to the curiosity about their future plans. But they're going to have a pretty significant income to cover all this.
Do you think she is equating security with, like, child care? Do you think the nanny gets rolled into that? Do they have a personal chef?
Yeah, they do. They have a staff. I mean, there's been all this discussion about their staff, and now she's ordering the staff to do this and do that to, you know, because she's so careful about COVID-19. It's like, wait, is a staff for Harry and Meghan essential? Is that essential?
No.
When someone's leaving their house and they go, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring in boxes for Harry and Meghan, all the shit they order, and you know, I wash them up before I take them in, open it outside, and, you know, make sure. No, that's not essential.
He's so calling Adam.
The issue of the couple's U.S. taxpayers would not pay for their bill following to Malibu. I thought they weren't coming here until Trump wasn't president. That's what they said a few months ago.
That's what she said. Yeah. Okay, so here, how much do you think Congress allocated for Trump? Now, this is the whole family, so it's a little misleading.
For the whole family?
Yeah.
Well, just divide the family.
It's got to be over $100 million.
$120 million.
But how many people in the family?
Half of that is... Yeah, but see, that's a little misleading, too, because they had to outfit Trump Tower and Mar-a-Lago.
How many people are they guarding?
Well, the whole family, I guess.
Yeah, well, if you divide it by all the family members, it's not nearly as much.
Yeah. Do Eric and Beavis, do they have Secret Service, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I believe so, yeah.
Prince Charles will continue to pay for the upkeep of his son and daughter. Is this their allowance?
Mm-hmm.
He pays for everything?
Mm-hmm.
For the first 12 months. This guy is like 35 years old. Dad, will you pay for at least 12 months? I don't know what I'm going to do.
They should make him get a job, just any job.
I said he should go to HVAC school.
That's right, he should. Yeah, Northwestern Tech.
Over 9% chance of getting a job.
He
in
should
the
at
field.
Least Uber right now.
Exactly.
He'd be driving on the wrong side of the road.
Prince Charles wants it understood this money will not be used for your protection.
Fake!
The development suggests the Sussexes have negotiated a clean break in which they will now receive no public money, only funding from Prince Charles' personal... That's not a clean break! Jesus. A quick fire of flying cameras and Trump said the couple should foot the bill for the bodyguards and... the bill for their security while living in Canada, which included a roster of 9 highly skilled British officers shuttling between the UK and US, is estimated to be as much as $8 million a year, covered by the British tax care. Well, that's not a clean break.
No.
They also got support from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, even though like 99% of the country said they shouldn't. Royal sources said if Harry and Meghan wanted to help with security from the Secret Service in the US, a request that would be made to the State Department comes to go. I mean, we act like these people are so fucking important. They're not.
Yeah, they're no one.
Yeah, boy. Okay. I'm done with those idiots. Not really, but for now.
Let's start the timer again on how long till there's a new story about them.
I know.
I thought it was going to be more than one day. Apparently, I was wrong. It's like every day there's another stupid story about
it.
I got to actually give them credit for staying in the news cycle.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
And I predict the next one will be Thomas Markle breaking his silence.
I hope so. He's so overdue to break his silence. Yeah, what do we have to do?
I hope he's okay, really.
Me too.
And there's no reason she hasn't seen him yet. Hey, did you see Sammy Hagar, that video, him perform?
Yeah, he's playing Don't Get Fooled Again with... what's his name from Van Halen?
His whole band, yeah. Sammy Hagar in the Circle.
Yep.
Did you like it?
Not bad.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then when we were talking about, you know, your idea for Bob Geldof's fan club to do a concert, that's kind of what I was thinking of, you know, where they're actually playing their own instruments
Absolutely.
For real somewhere.
Yeah.
Instead of that thing, the I Heart America concert, which, by the way, they reran, I think, last night.
Boring.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Billy Joe Armstrong's been putting out stuff, too. Now, it's just him playing, but he played Manic Monday yesterday.
Really?
The Bangle song. And for some reason, I don't know why, it was on Rolling Stone's website. They had a split screen, and on the split screen was Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles, like, playing guitar and kind of dancing around.
For real?
She wasn't really on the audio.
Oh, she was.
I don't know what the point was.
So here's a split screen. Sammy Hagar's in his very nice bathroom. And Jason Bonham's got his whole kit in front of him. There's Michael Anthony on the bass.
That bass is mighty loud.
Are we still mad at Jason Bonham for some reason?
He blew us off for an interview.
I mean, it's not perfect, but they're all doing it on their own, you know.
That's not bad.
Their own phone or computer.
Stan. We should put Stan on our to-call list.
Yeah, we should.
Our Canadian consultant. Mr. Methane. I got to write Methane. Where is Methane?
We should go through the whole list. There's got to be more people to check in on. I'm still worried. Jeffrey Felix has not called us back.
Should we dial him up real quick?
I don't know who's guarding the juice right now. He's not.
He's been our Las Vegas correspondent for a couple of years now. Sam is your boss.
All right, author of Guarding the Juice. He could probably provide some insight on, you know, what's going on in our correctional institutes right now.
No, he is the foremost authority on correctional facilities, O.J. Simpson, and all things Nevada.
Please leave your message for 7.
I'm really worried about
him. Should we have a welfare check?
Zero.
He always calls back, too.
What if juice got to him?
I think we need a welfare check. I'm kind of serious. It'd be fun to call for a welfare check. I've never done it before. Just to see what it's like.
That'd be the best use of resources right now. Las Vegas police.
You know what that reminds me of? When back in the days of just regular phones.
Yeah.
Like landlines. Yeah. Nothing but landlines. We, of course, made tons of phony phone calls. The Triple Threat Trio did. And I might have told you about this before. Sometimes you'd be calling a friend, you know, and the phone would be busy forever. It's like, oh, their fucking mom's on the phone blabbing away to her, you know, her mother's dying or something dumb like that.
Oh,
you need to talk to your friend. I'm just saying. I mean, that's what it felt like.
Did you call the operator and have them?
Yeah, break in on the call. Yes, multiple times.
We did the same.
And one time. The operator was like, what's this all about? And my friend Alec was on the phone. And he was like completely not sure what to say. And so he goes, well, something like, my mom's at the airport and she doesn't know whether to go or something really crazy.
Yeah.
And then he just hung up the phone because he realized he screwed up. And the phone just starts ringing immediately. It's the operator calling back.
Yeah, well, she probably wanted to make sure he's okay. That's really funny.
She knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, what a nosy operator.
I know. She had to bitch him out. She just had to show her power. Nice pushing your power, operator. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Wait, don't hang up.
Stopped a 12-year-old from breaking in on a phone call. Ooh!
Well, I guess this call's over.
Hey, who was
Zeus?
That?
No, used to break Zeus in. Still with us or no?
Zeus, are you nude already?
Oh. He's in some room with a phone. Count on it.
Oh, there's a video
of him.
Clothes
on.
He's in red.
He's upstairs, walking into another room. He at least has a shirt on. No idea if he has pants on. What if he is just pantsless?
I wouldn't blame him. Why not?
Are you okay, Zeus?
I might be starting a bath.
He was starting a bath. Well, it's bath time. It's 7:00. It's amazing how regimented you are in your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, my hip was hurting, so.
How many eggs do you think Zeus eats in one day?
I think Zeus has Munchausen's by proxy. I think Trudy has Munchausen by proxy, and she's making Zeus ill or injured all the time.
How many eggs?
Possible.
How many eggs do you think he eats in one day?
We get a welfare check on Zeus.
This is our welfare check.
Drew, how many eggs does Zeus eat per day?
Per day?
Yeah.
Why would he eat a lot of eggs?
Maybe
he
eats none. You don't know.
Three?
Six.
Six eggs? Yeah. For protein shakes?
I'm going to have to cut down, though, because Costco's limiting it to 24 per person. So I'm going to try to cut down to like 4, maybe.
Well, aren't there concerns about cholesterol? You're so concerned about your health.
Just go every 5 days.
Your mom Munchausening you.
My cholesterol is actually abnormally low, so I'm doing good on that.
How many potatoes do you eat in a day?
I just do 2, usually.
You understand we're fascinated by this. What else? I'm what else boring. Do you eat? Because you have a really weird diet.
Right now, he's thinking about that bath right now.
It might actually be overflowing. It's going right now.
The tub's overflowing.
Uh-oh. You better go get it.
All right. We'll stop asking you questions.
Okay.
Turn off the water.
There's Trudy.
So, wait, Trudy just turned up?
Yeah, she said turn off the water.
Yeah.
Turn off the water.
All right, I guess we should probably move it along. And Brandon's put together a great best of from the old Mike Clark days. Which I think what we're going to do Thursday is we'll do a Facebook Live, and then we'll release the best of old show. Dude, and there's a lot of stuff. Dan Evans has been sending so much stuff. Was it mostly new stuff, Brandon? Newish for us, anyway?
Oh, yeah. No, some of the stuff is great. Some of the stuff I didn't think that we had on record, so it's great.
If we can get our archives, I don't even know where they're at anymore.
Okay.
Should we try doing a listener's Zoom sometime where we just give out the... could be a total disaster or could be pretty funny.
We could try it, I guess. Will their pictures come up too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we can limit the number of people that are on there and we can choose who we want to talk at each time. Could be a total clusterfuck.
You demand only hot people too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got 4 hot guys right now on there. You know, that's a big thing right now. Like... What? Group sex, like teleconferencing sex, where I guess you just beat off with each other.
Oh, really?
Oh, weird.
Is that what the San Francisco Jacks are doing?
I guess.
It's
well, they can't
be together. Virtual circle jerk?
Yeah, they do that. I think on Instagram, there's a lot of people doing it on Instagram. There's a whole story in one of the magazines about it. GQ.
Of course, as soon as you make something like this get popular, it turns into something like that.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Chinese are recording every Zoom conversation and going through it.
I'm surprised you haven't hacked yet. A lot of hacking going on.
Yeah, well, I think that's a little overstated. It's pretty easy to not get hacked. Although now I feel like I just threw a challenge out there.
All right, well, we'll be back tomorrow with Trudy and whatever background she shows up with. So we'll see. It's Zeus' bedtime, so we got to go. See ya!
Keep it clean, please.
Hello?
Tracy Bargood?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike.
What's up? Let's do this.
How you doing, man? Let's do this.
Good morning.
Let's get it over with. How you feeling?
I'm okay. I just woke up.
We woke you up? It.
You're not kidding, are you?
Nah, man. Hold on for 1 second. Hello?
So let me guess, you went to bed late last night going, I just got to do this one stupid interview with this station in Detroit. The other than that, I'm fine.
Yeah, I was cool, man. I'm ready for it, though.
Okay. Now, how did you prepare for the interview exactly?
What?
Well, you said
the interviews, you just do them.
Well, the way you said you were ready, you made it sound like you went through some preparation.
You looked on the sheet to see what comedy club you were coming to. Is that it?
No, last night I did karaoke, so.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, what'd you sing?
I'm excited to be doing Detroit.
Yeah.
What song did you do for karaoke?
I did a couple of them, but I ended it off rock and roll style with you two, with or without you.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Everybody put their lighters up in the air, so.
You killed them, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm a rock star.
Have you played the Magic Bag before?
Never played it, man. I'm looking forward to Detroit, man, because Detroit is one of the hippest towns to play.
Yeah, you like the bag.
You'll like it a lot.
Some towns, and they're not hip, you know?
Right. Detroit's happening. A lot of great music here. Yeah. A lot of great comedy.
Detroit is totally happening. You know, I could do all sorts of material, man.
Oh, no question.
I can talk about everything.
You can rag on anybody here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I'm not looking forward to ragging on anybody. I don't do that in my act because I got so much messed up stuff about me. I could talk about me all day, so I don't take time off to rag on anybody.
Well, you can rag on you.
Yeah, man, I'm not even ragging on me. You know, I'm picking me up.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, I do whatever I want on stage. Believe that.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm totally unbounded.
Did you see Oprah on Tuesday?
No, I didn't see it. My boy told me Jamie Foxx was on there, and it was really powerful.
Yeah, Jamie was on there, and Jamie's great. But Jamie gave her this portrait, and there was just one thing about it, was that Oprah looked like she was about half her size in this portrait.
Yeah, she was like 110 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good call on Jamie's part.
Yeah, Oprah's a fox.
Well, you know, they were talking about rumors that she and Jamie Foxx were an item.
Well, I don't know anything about that, man. That's a grown man. That's a grown woman. I have nothing to do with that. I don't know.
Well,
I couldn't tell you. I'm not in between the sheets with them.
I sure didn't find it to be a very credible item. It turns out it wasn't true, but, I mean, I can't imagine that Jamie Foxx, I don't know. It didn't strike me as a very logical couple.
Well, Oprah got her man. She's with Stepney, you know?
Well, no, she's got Gail. That's the most important partner.
Perhaps.
Maybe not.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, I see your favorite SNL character is Astronaut Jones, and I have to tell you, you have quite a few Astronaut Jones fans here.
Oh, cool, man. I love Astronaut Jones, man. I had fun when I was doing it.
How many times did Astronaut Jones run?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I think about 6-7 times.
Boy, that was one of those things. I could have taken it quite a few more times.
Astronaut Jones was my friend. He caught a sexual harassment charge in NASA. So they sent his black ass into space.
Now, was that something...
That's how he got there.
Did you write all of those?
Yeah, I helped write them. You know, I came with the character, but I helped write the roles. You know, it was fun. It was definitely a collaboration with the writers there.
Well, I loved it because it was just really, really out there, but very funny at the same time. I mean, I think on SNL, they have a lot of good ideas and a lot to go way out there, but a lot of the ones like Astronaut Jones, they lose me somewhere along the line. But that one, I got it. I thought it was just right on.
Right on, man. That was Astronaut Jones. He liked green women.
Did you ever take any heat about any of the people that you impersonated?
Nah. I never got any, you know, bad responses from Mike Tyson or
Star Jones or something.
No, they were really cool about it. It was done in a funny way. You know, it was my little condescending way of doing things. But they didn't mind.
Well, we talked
nobody never said nothing bad to me.
We talked to John Lovitz, and he had had experiences, and so did Joe Piscopo, where the person he impersonated got really upset. And in fact, Lovitz, Harvey Fierstein, actually showed up at NBC on Monday, and I forgot what he said exactly, but I mean, he literally showed up Monday morning all PO'd wanting to take somebody on.
Wow, that was cool. I wish that would happen to me.
Yeah, he didn't seem to mind it at all, really. I think he got kind of a kick out of it.
Yeah, I mean, Burt loved it. Star Jones loved it. You know, I had fun doing it, so.
Now, how did you get people to take it so well?
Dude, I don't know. You ever see my face, man? Do I look like I'm tolerating any of that? I'm from the hood, man.
So you're not going to take anything off them if they give it anyway?
Nah, man, that was then. I haven't been on that show in 3 years, but when I did do somebody who was done in a funny way, I guess, you know, nobody ever approached me about it.
I caught The Longest Yard. Liked it.
Uh-huh.
Excellent movie.
Thank you.
Well, that was
weird. That was weird. I had a complex when I did that role.
Did you really?
Yeah, they made me wear camel toe.
Oh.
Oh, nasty.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but it was an interesting role, though.
A very interesting role. That movie had so many people in it.
Yeah, man, it was just, I mean, working with Burt Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
Dan Space with him, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, those are like my friends, Michael Irvin, Nelly. Come on, it was cool, man. It was a ball doing that movie.
Yeah, that seemed like, you know, it's one of those movies you look at it and it looks like it'd be a ball. And a lot of times you ask people and they're like, just another movie. But I'm glad to hear you guys had a lot of fun making it because it looked like it.
Yeah, man, we was out in the desert, man, for a whole year, so we had a good time.
Now, where in the desert was that exactly?
In Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was like 110 degrees every day.
Oh, man.
So it wasn't too much playing around done out there.
Well, when Chris Rock's character died, I have to admit I was near tears.
Yeah, I saw that movie when I was young, man, 1975. I was about 6 years old. I saw it with my dad on 42nd Street.
I thought you guys did a great job with it.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah. So what else you been doing?
Well, I'm filming a movie right now, and I'm just doing dates, you know, and I'm looking forward to going out to Detroit. I'm playing Detroit next, you know, so I do one thing at a time, so I'm looking forward to that. My mind is on that.
Yeah, let's give out the dates. December the 9th, two shows. The early show is 7 o'clock. The late show is 10 o'clock, and then the Saturday show is 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. as well, and it's Tracy Morgan at the Magic Bag in Ferndale, right there on Woodward.
And then I'm going to the casinos.
Oh, you're going to hit the casinos, man. Are you?
Yeah.
What do you like to play?
Russian roulette.
Russian roulette.
Yeah, I'm not sure they offer that.
I heard they got it out there now.
They just might.
You got to bring your own bullets.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyway,
I like to play with roulette.
What's your number? Or you just do black and red?
Yeah, I've been on black, 22 black.
How'd you pick 22?
I don't know. I just like 22. 22 is the number that I wore on my jersey when I played high school football. So.
Oh, okay. So what kind of high school football player were you?
I was a tailback. I ran a 4.2 and a 40.
4.2?
Yeah.
Did you get some scholarship offers?
Yeah, but I was too injury prone.
No kidding. Now, where did you have a chance to go, or who offered you scholarships?
I had a scholarship to Syracuse. I had a scholarship to Rutgers, and I had a scholarship to Ohio State.
And did you give it a shot, or you just were too injured to even try it?
Nah, my girl got pregnant, so I stayed home.
Oh, man.
But it turned out all right. Man, look at me. I'm Tracy Morgan. Hey, Bob, look. I'm on top of the world.
I'm happy for you, but you could have been Tracy Morgan, former running back star, current comedian, stand-up movie star.
No, I'm good.
Well, that's good to hear.
Saturday Night Live was enough.
It's just, man, running a 4.240, it sounds like you had a hell of a future in football.
I was a skinny guy.
But still, Ohio State, man, that's big-time football.
Yeah, but it wasn't meant for me.
Now you said your girlfriend got pregnant. There are a few guys playing college football that had pregnant girlfriends in high school. I'm surprised. Was it really more the injuries of the girlfriend or?
Nah, when my girlfriend got pregnant, I went to work. I got a job.
Oh, you did the right thing, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, had the man up.
What kind of job?
I don't remember, dude. That was a long time ago. That was over 20 years ago.
Just something to pay the tab, eh?
By the Pampers and stuff like that.
Tracy Morgan again, Magic Bag, the 9th and 10th of December. And, Tracy, are you doing a big run of shows, or are you just doing a few cities? Or, I mean, is stand-up kind of your focus right now?
No, right now I'm just doing a few cities. I'm focused on a movie that I'm filming with Keenan Ivory Wayans. So that'll be on May 28th. It's called Little Man. So, you know, while I have some time off for the holidays, I'm just doing a few cities here and there.
Uh-huh. And tell us about the movie.
Well, it's going to be great. I don't want to give it away, but it'll be out May 28th. You know, it's called Little Man. Me, Sean, and Marlon, we're in it, so it's going to be funny. Very, very, very funny.
Can you even tell us what your role is?
You wouldn't get it. You got to see the movie.
Okay. Well, we'll see you at the Bag on the 9th of December. Right. And we appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right, Tracy.
All right, man.
All right, Detroit.
Take it easy.
Later.
Later on.
Okay.
Man, you talk about pulling teeth. Jesus.
A virgin for 42 years.
Wow.
Like a virgin. Incredible. It's 72 degrees. Nice morning out there. Mostly blue skies on our way to 85-ish.
Nice. Weekend,
there's talk of thunderstorms. High 78 tomorrow. Sunday, low 80s. And right now it's 70. Let's see if we can talk to our virgin here.
Stephanie?
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
What's so funny?
Oh, goodness. How are you?
You're getting a lot of phone calls, I take it.
But they're all nice people, and I'm sure you are, too. So
of course.
Ahead.
Of what course we are. Well, we're just amazed. And I won't mention your age, but you're an adult female. You've certainly been out in the dating world for a long time and still a virgin.
How nice of you to call. First of all, I didn't invent abstinence. You know, there are people out there, such as, you know, A.C. Green.
Well, we've been reading about consecrated virgins. There's been a lot written about them lately.
Yeah. Pardon me, that's my dog.
But you're not a consecrated virgin, correct?
I am the real deal.
You're the real deal.
I'm the real deal.
Now, were you a virgin because you grew up in a really religious family and sex was terribly taboo and you were kind of frightened of
so
guys
funny.
And shy and...
Hooking up at a bar just never made sense to us.
Right.
Well, nobody expects you to hook up at a bar, but I mean...
No, but it seems like you at least hook up with a guy, you know, as you're 18, 19, 20, that, you know, the whole idea of having sex sounds pretty exciting, and you end up with a guy, you're dating a guy, you start to fall in love with him, the next thing you know, it's a natural thing to kind of want to go have sex.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we're all human. I'm definitely human. All my parts are working. I definitely have temptations. I definitely...
How do you know your parts are working? You test them from time to time yourself?
You know, I'm fortunate enough that my doctor has assured me everything's fine.
Oh, really? That's some examination.
No.
But I would have to say I am someone who personally has chosen to wait for marriage. I would like to give myself to someone that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Sure, when you're with someone you love, absolutely, that's only natural that you want to go that direction. But for me, it's something I want to be able to say, you know, I am here for you. This is my gift to you.
What's the longest you've ever dated a guy?
3 years, another guy.
Oh, 3 years? Oh, that poor guy.
Now, somewhere in that 3 years, though, did you end up where you didn't have sex, but you were nude and there was all the playing around?
You know what's funny is I have found that the men I've dated, they were aware of my commitment, and they shared the same commitment. So I was fortunate. Now,
They knew going in.
Now, does he have to be a virgin, too?
Well, the last gentleman I dated was divorced with two children, and he was a complete gentleman.
Oh, he had children?
Yes, two teenagers.
Well, oh, boy.
Well, here's the thing. Now, you talk about this gift, and it is a gift, obviously, but is it a little bit, I don't know, is it a little disappointing to you that the person will not be able to give this gift back to you, that you've worked so hard and avoided temptation for so long, and this person will not be able to offer the same thing in many cases?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I'll tell you, this gentleman I was referring to, he was a delight, and he would take me to beautiful restaurants and treat me very well, and I said, you know, I want to be honest with you.
Oh, he's dropping the cash, huh?
Yeah.
I said, you have been so gracious, and you need to know that I am...
I'm not putting out.
That it's not going to pay off for you.
You have needs that I will not be able to meet at this time, and I just wanted to say that. And I think it allows you to both part graciously rather than traumatically.
Oh, wait a second.
So that was the last dinner you went to once you...
The dinner's dried up? Did the dinner's dry up? No?
Everything was fine. And
oh, okay. So he stayed with you.
I realized that we did go our separate ways, but he was so gracious when I shared that. He was so supportive. I've actually found that men I date, and when they know that, are more relaxed in the relationship, and I have found that, again, it allows...
Well, the dog and pony show is over.
Yeah, and they realize that they're not going to have to worry about performing and worrying
about
how big they are and all that.
Well, and with that night, they don't have to worry about who is she with. And the person that I do date and the person that I'm engaged to someday, doesn't have to worry. I wonder where she is. I wonder who she's with.
Let me just say, well, but I don't. Okay. Is that big a worry nowadays?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Know,
all right, do it.
Watching that VH1 Top 40 reality moments.
All right. Do it now.
And I thought, you know, if
do it.
Sex isn't such a big deal, then why was one of the top three?
Get it done.
That moment where that America's Next Top Model was tragically having this dramatic conversation on the phone with this guy she was merely dating, and he was devastated because she slept with someone else. If it's not a
wait, well, before him, you mean?
There's so much trauma.
Was that before she knew him?
No, they'd been dating quite a while.
Oh,
yes, do it.
Well, that's because she cheated on him.
But see what I'm saying? That means that sex is very important, and there's more to it.
Well, yeah, it's more important, but I think people have an expectation when you're 30, 35 years old. You figure whoever you meet is, they've been with someone. I mean,
oh, certainly.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a comfort and a peace in knowing that someone has taken you for who you are for the rest of your life.
But he's not going to be crushed by the fact that maybe something's happened previously. It's not going to destroy a guy. I mean, it's not, it really isn't. I don't think you should worry that much about it. I'm not trying to talk you into it, by the way. Our producer thinks he can break you down. I think I should tell you that.
I am fully aware, you know, that everyone has had different paths in their life, and I understand that.
Yeah, and I would think guys would take that as a challenge. Like, the minute you said that, they're like, well, that's your viewpoint up until now, but you've never met me.
Right.
There's always that guy that thinks
I honestly haven't run into that. I think guys...
Really?
Is that right?
Guys have been wonderful. They've been gentlemen, and they almost are a little more protective.
Well, I just have to understand one thing all the way here before.
Want to do it now?
And that is when we're talking about being a virgin, and all that. Does that mean that you're never going to end up nude in front of? Like, there's going to be no playing around. There's going to be no nudity. You're not going to expose your breasts. Are we talking about he's not going to touch your breast even with your blouse on? I mean, are we talking about no contact kissing? Is that what we're talking about?
Well,
just so I understand.
I can appreciate that. I think that I am going to try to be as discreet as possible. I do like to have fun. I'm human.
Right.
But I think that it's almost like once you start it up, it's not fair to shut it off.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there's ways to get something done, you know, maybe not necessarily lose your virginity, but, I mean, you could make a guy happy in other ways.
Yeah, obviously you can bring him to different different conclusions without actually going through the physical act, as you
I
know.
I would like to make a romance
now,
inside
I realize
of her.
You probably think I'm not very attractive, too.
No. But honestly...
Well, I have a website.
I do want to see you, though. Oh, you have, is there a picture on the website?
I do. It's www.stephaniekae.com.
Are you careful how you dress so that because you have these rules that you're not going to wear anything so provocative that it's going to cause a guy to right away start thinking on the sexual lines?
You know, to be honest with you, I do try to be careful.
Yeah. I can't see anything from this picture. Stephanie, at least a full body shot for crying out loud.
No, see there, you're careful in that picture. There you go. See, because it was going to be interesting. I was wondering if you're going to be, you know, maybe sitting with your legs crossed with a short skirt with sort of a plunging neckline. Hey, I'm sex, but no, I'm not, you know?
Wait, do you own a plunging neckline?
See, you're very conservative.
Look, she's got...
I do. And
everything
I
is buttoned to the neck.
My family recently, we went to a very nice restaurant, and I did, with my family, wear the plunging neckline.
Wait, why with the family?
Because
it's safe. It's safe. It's the only place safe. Now, you're not afraid of sex, are you? You're not something where a psychiatrist would have a ball with you, are you? You're afraid of...
I'll be honest with you.
A fear of snakes and all that?
No, I'll tell you, I was on a business trip a few years back, and there was an opportunity. I was surprised. I met someone on this business trip where the chemistry was so powerful and so overwhelming, I thought, oh, my gosh. And I knew it was going to happen. I just knew, and I thought, okay, I have a choice to make. And I will be honest with you that it was sheer torture, but I did.
Oh, Stephanie.
I did withhold, and I'm glad I did.
But that poor guy, I mean, do you know what happened to what that guy did when he left?
Well, we never got to that point.
Well, he did.
I knew that the opportunity. I knew the opportunity was there, but yeah. Again, this is my choice.
But this isn't where you're afraid of sex or
no.
This
oh,
isn't
God,
some,
no.
And dare I be really personal and say you weren't molested as a child or anything horrible like
right.
that?
Right. And you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to be very careful if there are anyone.
Do it slow. Let's make this party last a while.
Has not even had the opportunity to wait because it was taken from them.
Do you want to do it now?
I want to be very respectful of that. I don't want to be someone who's seen as out there saying, well, I waited.
But
you know what? That's not fair.
Stephanie, you're now you're 42 years old. How much longer are you going to wait to make this commitment? I mean, it sounds like you might be a commitment phobe.
Yeah, you don't want to wait until the whole thing just dries up and blows away.
I know. I was
like sagebrush in the desert.
You know, that's funny because I was born in the Mojave Desert. But again, you know, I didn't invent abstinence. A.C. Green waited until he was, I think, 37 before he got married.
You know, Stephanie, if you're throwing A.C. Green's name around, he's like the only guy I can think of in the world.
I'm sorry. You're right. That wasn't fair. I apologize.
Well, I mean, it's hard to think of one person.
Well, I think that that's what's wonderful about this article.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think you're getting to a point now where you're. It seems to me you're struggling to meet the right guy. Either that or you don't want to meet the right guy.
It probably does appear that way. I'm sure it does.
Because most women are married by 25 or so, and that even to be 25 and be a virgin when you're married would be impressive. But,
well, and they're out there, and as a matter of fact, I'm sure that some may call you and say, or email and say, yeah, you know, I waited.
I think she's looking for something unattainable. That's just my open guess.
Well, the thing is, the older you get, the tougher it's going to be because it's the more likely you're going to run into somebody who's divorced with kids and all that kind of thing, you know, naturally.
Oh, yeah, and he's got a huge team photo.
Right. And naturally, you're not going to want the bar scene or any of that. And it makes it more increasingly difficult to be in a situation to meet people.
Well, and, you know, life is hard enough as it is. You don't need an extra emotional trauma, you know, going on in your life. And for me right now, finding that person and waiting for that person is just comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, the particular guy that you're looking for, in the best of worlds, it would be he would, you're never going to find the guy virgin, I suppose.
In the article of People, they do open with a gentleman. I think he's 41. From North Hollywood, and he is a virgin.
Wait, hold on. Mike's on the line. Mike, I think, is interested. Mike, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Drew, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man.
Hey, you guys are great, man. I love listening to your show.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you think maybe we got a situation where this chick might just be a hog or something?
Oh, God.
No. We've seen her pictures. She's not overweight.
I'm looking at her picture. I think she's very attractive.
Well, then maybe she's just super frigid or something. Plus, I wanted to say, I think I could hit it after listening to her talk. I could break down those walls.
I'm sure you think so.
Does he sound like your type?
Well, he definitely has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Wait, what makes you think she'd like you?
Well, I think that guy that almost hit it, I think that guy got off whether or not she was there or not.
Well, Mike, we kind of think that ourselves.
Gingerly speculating about that.
Now,
does that bother you, Stephanie, that guy may have actually had you in his thoughts during some future private session?
No, that's absolutely normal. I mean, that's the way we're created. I might lose you here on my cell phone. I'm so sorry.
Did you hear that, Mike?
What?
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
She's not upset about the fact that he may have even, you know, used her image for some usage.
Really? Good, because I have.
I think that's normal. That's the way we're created. We're not created to be, without that.
I've been getting off since you got on the phone.
Get out of here.
Oh, for crying out loud. Get out of here.
Shut up.
Yeah, what a creep. See, that's what's out there.
Now, that's going to keep
blame you.
I'm going to put the phone in the charger. Hold on. Just
okay,
yeah.
Sure.
If I lose you, call me back. Hold
okay. Now, what's up with her?
I don't know. It seems to me fear of sex.
I want to find out.
There?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Are you real religious?
My faith is important to me, yes.
Okay. Now, what kind of a faith, born-again Christian, that sort of thing?
I was raised non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark's on the line. Mark is a virgin, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I know. It's tough to, you know, live this
That's
lifestyle
not easy
nowadays.
For a guy.
My question was, these guys you dated, what ethnicity were they?
They were Caucasian.
Every single one?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, you know, just being a black male myself, I'm wondering maybe that she just hasn't met the right, you know, type of guy.
Now, I have dated a black male.
Oh, have you?
I thought you just said they're all Caucasian.
I forgot about that.
Oh.
I did. Wow. Yeah.
How could you forget about that black guy? He must have been a real bore.
he was a good guy. I forgot all about it. Anyway.
So, what went wrong with that relationship?
Oh, it was just very brief. We didn't even.
It's a good thing you didn't have sex with him. You'd have gotten the wrong idea from that point forward.
I think he moved like 2 weeks
after. Did you ever see it?
Oh, come on, Mark, get out of here. No, absolutely not.
This guy doesn't sound like much of a virgin.
No, this guy sounds masquerading as he's a creep. Mark, you're a creep, aren't you?
So, Mark, are you interested in Stephanie, or are you just calling to make jokes?
No, she's pretty.
Yes, no, she's got a great picture on her site.
Yeah, no, I could hit it for the first time.
This guy's not a virgin.
No, absolutely not. Far from it.
What are you talking about?
Far from it.
Well, I don't know how we're going to make this happen. Mark,
I don't think we're going to make this happen.
Would you be interested? Why don't you drop Stephanie a line or something?
Does she have an email? I got some photos I could send over.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
And are all photos okay, or what kind of photos are you looking for?
Oh, jeez.
What?
You're not going to send a nude picture,
obviously. Yeah,
you're obviously
not going to send a picture of it, are you?
Maybe just topless and
topless.
Full of bass.
I don't know what he's talking about with the bass and all that. All right.
Well, Mark, thanks for the call.
And do you guys want me to send you some of these pictures?
No, we're all set.
Thank you.
No.
You want to do it now?
Thanks.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I guess there's no breaking you down here. You've got your mind is made up. You're going to look for this guy, and maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Wouldn't it be amazing if you met the guy in a nursing home and then got it on like crazy?
You know, it's funny because my grandfather is 92, and he is in a senior community, and he gets hit on quite a bit.
Yeah, what if you meet someone in a nursing home, and the guy, he's not able to perform? You finally are ready, you marry the guy, and he can't perform because he's too old.
Yeah, it's going to take Viagra.
I guess for me, again, and I know your listeners may be tired of hearing this, but I'm really not worried about looking for someone who's looking for a moment. I really am looking for someone who's looking for a lifetime.
I understand.
Somebody on the line from La Palma?
La Palma, California.
Hi, Larry. I have a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Stephanie, I know you said you don't have much experience with the Botox shots, but I was wondering if you enjoy the Botox.
Someone told us, by the way, I don't know if it was just someone, by the way, that you were seen with Terry Hatcher.
No, that's not going to fly. Apparently all the clowns think this is so funny and unique they want to call in and exercise their sense of humor.
That's all right. I understand.
So now what about, this is the part I don't understand. It seems to me there's some level of contact that you could have, but you feel like this is going to make it so tempting that you won't be able to call off the dogs?
Well, you have to remember, we're normal when we're tempted. We're normal because this is something that was designed and intended for us to enjoy. Again, this is my personal choice. For me, this is what I'm comfortable with, and I look forward to the day that I can share it with the man I will spend the rest of my life.
So there's no way, for example, that that you could be dating someone and engage in some level of sexual discourse, be it just petting or something like that?
I understand that.
Hmm. But that's never happened so far with you. You've never been completely nude in front of a man ever, have you?
I've chosen not to. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Has anyone ever been nude in front of you?
I have tried to avoid that.
Well, I just wondered if maybe, you know, maybe you'd done something for someone else just to relieve them. I don't know.
Oh, well, moving along.
But apparently not.
No, I guess not.
All right. Stephanie, are you dating anyone right now?
There's someone that I am interested in, and we're just going to see where it goes from there.
Oh, really? And how long have you been dating him?
We're not dating yet.
Not yet. All right.
Well, Stephanie, I guess I should congratulate you. To hold out that long is really a true commitment. Somebody will appreciate it.
I know. These days, it's rare to find people who think that this is something to appreciate, but I'm glad you said that.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much, and hello to all your listeners, and wishing you the best.
Thanks for the time, Stephanie.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.
Yeah, boy. Wait, let's hear what the call was going to be. Mark, are you there?
Oh.
What was the call going to be? I think she took three calls. That was pretty good.
Something about I'm a landscaper and I know that I don't trim the brush. Oh, no,
she, yeah, she didn't need to
just
hear
because
that.
No one's going to see it. I want to see what it is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, brother.